satellite
all right
and YouTube and all of that type of stuff. So he could say and do whatever he wants now.
Yeah, he bigger.
And who is this? Who
saying, Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
I know he's bigger, but I ain't think he still say that crazy stuff.
Yeah,
that
no, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I ain't seen no nothing by him.
Because you know what? Like,
he has a built-in
yes.
white audience mm-hmm. that you don't have to hear from him.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to hear it or see it on social media.
Nah.
It's crazy. You have to tune in. We used to big cities, right? Because those are the cities that more than likely we can do something in. You go into that them in-between spaces, that white country, bro, they got Howard Stern. That's where all the shit that you hear about go. That's where it happens at. Mm. In the places that you would never even think about going because your kind ain't welcome.
Hey Rob, you tripping, bro?
What do you say?
I got a title on the way, man. Oh. I got a title on the way. He said my team is trash. You crazy?
I ain't even gonna say
he
that.
Crazy. You shouldn't.
Are you talking about the fantasy results?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all let some niggas slip,
boy. Yeah, yeah, they sure did.
I ain't even gonna say
they sure did.
Talk about it.
Nah, we gonna say
sure
it.
Anyway,
I'm gonna say after week one, I gotta see if I win.
Can't you see the grades? I mean, I know it don't matter, but
grades don't mean shit.
Why, Ant-Man, why we got to talk, bro? We can talk. Just hit me up. You know where I'm at.
Can't be cheating.
That's don't worry about the 3QB thing, bro. I got that's the situation. I got that all
can't
resolved.
Be cheating,
don't worry about
way.
That, bro.
He's going to end up being the number one seed.
Don't worry about that. Anyway.
I got your first week, Ant-Man.
I'm going and take him out. This is the place where sports opinions collide, dead in sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Bianch. Joining me on the show, we have FIFO 24/7.
What it do?
We have Nick.
What's going on?
We have Spike.
What up, though?
And we have Shelton.
What's happening?
Thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it, of course. You know, as they like to say, this is a football show. The best what? In what do y'all call it? This football thing? Like the
best sport on earth?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that.
But the second best sport, golf. Nick got to give me my props. I got him out there this
week. Yeah. Hey, he low-key all right. He's super all right.
I done came up there. I wanted Nick to admit that on air. I want Nick to admit that on air. He been hating till he got out there.
He was out there, bro. He was just doing some bullshit. And then all of a sudden, he started, bro. With Tiger Hood on me. I was like, all right.
Nick was ready to go. Yeah. Nick was like, fuck that. I want to go back when I can play now. But no, it was fun.
Did you go for a light swim with Nick?
No, I didn't do the light swim.
No.
I didn't do the light swim.
Nick said light swim.
The light swim is for the
light swim later on.
For the ladies.
With the biddies.
That was something else.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm. Yeah, I was outside this weekend. That's all it was.
I actually didn't go out of town. I almost hit y'all up.
You should have came.
Yeah.
Next time.
Y'all went Saturday, right?
We went Sunday.
Sunday morning.
I want to go earlier though. That shit was hot as hell by the time we got there.
I would love
to. I gotta get out there. You're gonna be competitive enough to
and you can smoke out there too.
Yep, all of that stuff. Yep.
It's outside, nigga.
Yeah, it's outside.
They don't care.
Well, they do, but you know.
You know how you take
they gotta,
it.
They gotta catch me on the cart.
It's gaps between like you and the next player.
That's why if you get an early tee time, most of these motherfuckers ain't up yet.
That's why they ain't want us.
Yeah, you can bring Lick. Bring all your shit. I'll bring up. We can have a
they do all that out there.
Party up.
A cookout out there. The grill on.
We grill on the back of the golf cart.
We have a grill on the 14-year-old.
We throw the charcoal in the sand traps.
Put that shit right there, bro.
We got a jam-packed show for you guys. We're definitely going to talk Prime. We're going to do our Super Bowl picks. And we're going to do our division winners. And we have some related football news with Travis Kelce. Mm. And you know, as we're gonna close out the show with super chats. So let's
get to the bullshit. All right. Did anybody watch the Colorado TCU game?
No,
I watched
it after, but I didn't get to watch it.
You didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it live.
I saw it in bits and pieces, then I saw the highlights at the end.
I was at Kimani's. We was watching it there. All right, how am I going? So, let's get to the shits. Overall thoughts on Deion. Were y'all surprised they won?
Yes.
I was surprised they won.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought TCU was good.
I wasn't surprised they won.
I was surprised they won until I saw the ranking for TCU. I'm like, Wasn't they in the national championship
game? Yeah,
they
was in the national championship game.
And they 17th. Ohio State was in the Final Four, and they just three. Yeah,
well, they lost.
And they can't even. They don't even know what Ohio State don't even know what quarterback they got yet.
They lost some key pieces, especially on offense. You know, they lost the top wide receiver, the top running back, and the top.
The offense wasn't the issue.
It wasn't, but that's what I'm saying. That's why the ranking.
Yeah, that's why the ranking was lower.
Yeah, not that wasn't the issue of the game at all. That's what I thought the issue was going to be. The issue in the offense was it was defense.
Yeah, for both teams.
But that's the same defense from last year, right? They couldn't stop anybody last year, right?
Yeah, it was a high. Yeah, they got blew out in the championship game, right?
Yeah, championship game lit them up.
The only time they was with the Michigan game.
Almost came back on them because they couldn't stop anybody. So, it didn't surprise me that they lost. I think they bought into all of the reporting about the roster and the team, and they took them boys lightly. And that's the end of it. They were in a dogfight.
It was early, though, too. Like, I want to say the thing I took away from it was, well, there's two things. One, let's calm down on the Deion hype for right now.
Thank you.
And two, son is a better prospect than most niggas would even think about.
Yeah.
Because I watched all that game. I watched as much as I could because obviously we was talking about Deion in the offseason and his transition from Jackson State to Colorado. So of course we all, you know, in the, I forget who said it. I think it's is it
didn't you see them at Jackson
State? Yeah, I saw him the year before he left. It was last year.
Yeah.
Damn, time is flying. Yeah, last year because they had their classic game this past Labor Day. They always have it on Labor Day. Yeah, this is the last time Jackson State I think is going to be
Florida A&M.
Mm-hmm. That's the last time they're going to actually do that. Mm-hmm. But watching that transition, we all had our own thoughts. But looking at his son, like outside of Jackson State, going against a real team because it's a ranked team. It's not like disrespect. It's not like that.
A real thing.
But he was poised. Nigga was poised. That was the biggest thing. It was like, all right, Deion, this is game one. Let's see if he can get through this month, first of all. Because he got Oregon on the road and he got USC at home. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's saying, hey, stop at USC, I want to know who putting money down on that right now.
See, it's not about stopping. Look, the way that football just in general has transition, right? Like they're trying to quote unquote make it safer, therefore the defense is less aggressive, therefore offensive football wins games, right? So you got to have a quarterback. Shadur is definitely better than a lot of people thought coming from Jackson State, even better than I thought. I'm gonna throw myself in that pile, you know what I'm saying? I always thought, okay, well maybe the level of competition is then the third. What I took away, my biggest takeaway, was the coaching staff is impeccable. The way that they drew up those offensive plays is very pro style. Shadur showed a lot of poise in that pocket. He looked down the barrel of getting hit several times and threw darts, right? But the only complaint that I have is he missed a couple of throws and his footwork was off on a couple of.
That's fine to me.
Yeah, it's early.
That's early as hell. Mm. That's early.
Look, I'll put it to you like this, right? I'm looking at him. And we're talking about, does it translate to the NFL? Those are the things he got to button
up. You think he's leaving after this year?
He got to.
Is he eligible?
Yes.
Yes, senior?
Yeah. No, he's a junior. Third year. He could go.
I don't think he's leaving after this year.
He should go.
I think he's leaving after one more year.
It depends on this season and the way the season goes. That's really what's going to dictate.
It depends on how this month goes.
Vegas had Colorado as a potential 4-win team. I think
they're ranked now. You know that, right?
Or are they?
They're 22nd.
I thought it was 19.
They're ranked.
How are they ranked after one game?
That's what I was about to ask y'all. Y'all say calm down on the hype, you're talking about the team that went to the national championship game last year. And you're talking about
What was it ranked this year, though?
And 17.
I mean, that tells you how they view that team.
Colorado was a 20-point underdog going into the game.
21. Because it was 20 and a half.
And that's fine. But we knew they wasn't going to get blown out by 21.
I still feel the reaction is warranted, though. Because like Deion said, when he went to the press conference, all y'all didn't believe. Even though I'm just 1-0, and my son went out here and just did what y'all said he couldn't do because he was a HBCU quarterback. I like all this.
My thing is Colorado.
I like how he handled the press.
Colorado literally had the worst defense in probably FBS history. All they had to go was up. That's why I was like, the first thing I knew Deion was going to talk about, because you see Warren Sapp come in there, you know, on the social media and all the other shit. Like,
that's what
they going to get some defensive players. They basically flipped the whole team. This is the first time in the
75%
This is the worst idea that
most ever.
that Nick Saban and them thought about when it comes to transfer portal. Yeah. We get a whole new squad in 1 year. So it's like, I knew that defense was going to be better. And they had Travis Hunter.
But pause real quick. Just because Deion in Colorado was able to do that doesn't mean that you can replicate it. The reason why his work for Deion is because he's Deion.
And that's why when you say the hoopla and the stuff that he's getting around his game, I feel like he deserves it. All the offseason and everything. Yes, absolutely. They were talking about this team winning four games, and they come out and be the ranked opponent on the road.
Game one.
20-point underdog.
How are you going to be ranked if I say you're only going to win? That's what I'm saying.
And it's high.
Because people said he couldn't do it.
But you act like.
They said he had the worst roster in Division I football.
That's not the same roster, though. That's a whole different roster.
This roster that Deion brought in was the worst one of all of Division I football.
But you knew they was going to shit on it.
But Nick,
because it was already horrible.
You act like Colorado usurped where TCU was, like they jumped to number 12 or something off of one game. They jumped into the top 25 at 22.
They should have been at 25 if anything.
That's kind of standard. They tend to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Early rank. If we're talking 12 or they jumped to 10 or some shit, okay, then y'all blow smoke up with Deion's ass. But right now at 22, that's fair.
21.
At 21,
but this is a 20. It's fair. And the reason why I say it's fair is this is a 21st ranked offense. What we saw, and it wasn't just Shadur.
Mm-hmm.
It was the running back. Yeah. Edwards played tremendous. Travis Hunter had one of the greatest games.
What was it 8 for 118 or some shit?
He was
that?
11 for 110, and he had 3 tackles and an interception.
I'm worried about that.
Don't worry
about playing both ways. He played 100.
Think it was too much.
He played it. A ton of snaps too.
I don't know how can you do that for a whole season. Yes. That nigga was gas. Deion said that I don't want to see him till Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, to do that when he going against USC, who you think he doing that against USC?
Yeah, that's tough.
Playing both sides. Hey, Caleb Williams gonna make sure he picked that motherfucker. He gonna dart that just to make sure he ties so he can run routes on the other end.
He can do it.
Yeah, good coach.
Don't have that look on your face about it. I want you. He one of them motherfuckers that's gonna bet on Colorado against USC.
Next week you bet on. They play Nebraska. I think they'll beat Nebraska.
I'm fine.
But y'all know what's crazy is Shiloh led him in tackles. He got 10 tackles. Mm-hmm. So who's all that?
his other son.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Shiloh it wasn't saying much because they been all over the field, safety. But they Jackson State represented well in that game, put it that way. Everybody he brought in and his guys, that was his running back too. The one that that's his guy. Mm-hmm. All of his guys showed up, and that was big. It deserves praise, but I agree with you. It's still a lot of hype. It is because it's early. We got to see what's going to happen when the pressure's on. When he faced, going on the road, I think they go Oregon. On the road to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
USC's defense is not that great. USC has been getting tested.
I'm not worried about – to me, that's the thing.
That's
like,
going
to
be a track.
I'm not worried about them, like, Colorado scoring. Like, I knew coming in, Deion is going – he liked weapons too. Even though he's a defensive player, you could tell he likes big plays. My thing was always – and I said this in all the chats I could, like, the defense. Like, he got to clean up that defense because you can't be known as the worst defense last season and still give up 40-plus points. You know what I'm saying? Granted, it was on the road and it was his first game. He still won it, and they're now ranked because of it, so he gets the dub for that. But you ain't giving up 45 to USC and thinking you're going to come out with the dub.
Well, but you
I think they lose to USC.
Why are you talking like that?
Let me ask you this.
Why are you talking like that?
Because you acting like Colorado got something led to stand on, bro. It was only Vegas said – how many times has Vegas won, Sheldon? Don't the house mostly win? Vegas said only four wins. You over there talking season? Like USC is going to be one of them.
What's a successful season for Deion for you?
I think they can win more than four. I think a successful season is 5 or 6.
6 games.
Yeah.
He got bragging rights. After
not bragging rights.
So he's bragging now.
I wasn't saying bragging rights, but I'm saying that shows that he's on a great pace. Because you can't go from shit ball to great. In one season, I can't see that unless he can make me a believer. If he does that, if they become a playoff team in this season, I'm like, all right, where is the 30 for 30 right now?
If they become a playoff team, Mike McCarthy better watch out. We can bring him on up to Dallas. we can get him on up there, man.
First off, I think if Deion decides to go to the NFL, He ain't gonna.
It's gonna be Dallas. Who other than Jerry Jones to take that chance?
He's not gonna coach for a nigga like Jerry Jones.
Absolutely. Jerry Jones may be dead by the time he's
too much.
I think they're gonna let him do what he wants.
That's the reason why y'all have.
I think Deion would like to be in college football for a little bit.
I think if the NFL came knocking, he'd go. If he has a good two seasons and somebody was like,
but NFL's so fickle, even amongst the greats.
I feel like he's doing
like you guys.
There's a couple of teams that'll give him a shot just because it's Deion and they've seen what he's done.
But there's
on other
never
levels.
Been a guy, and I heard Nick Wright talking about it. I tend to agree. I don't think that we've seen a better athletic life than Deion right now. And especially if he has success in college football after one game in D1 he has, and obviously he was tremendously successful at Jackson State. Man. But if he goes to the NFL, we've never seen it, bro.
That's a really good point because he's won at
every level. At Florida State, he was the guy. He came into the NFL, ran the fastest 40. He's the only
put the Falcons
athlete.
On the map from the cornerback position before he's anybody
the only
was doing
athlete,
that.
Bro. And I sent it in our IG where this man went 3 out of 5, 4 RBIs, and a home run. And then in the same week goes and scores a punt return touchdown.
Yeah, he was good at baseball.
He played.
He was amazing. He hit over 300 in baseball.
To go to coaching and be successful when they said you couldn't. And if you go do that at a powerhouse school and then go to the NFL, I would agree with that. That would be one of the most amazing sports
his 30
careers
for 30,
from beginning to
it,
end.
It is unbeatable.
From beginning
to end. Unbeatable.
It is. The only one I could probably beat is maybe Jordan.
No.
Maybe Jordan.
No, because Jordan has North Carolina and the Bulls. That's it. Deion has Florida State, New York Yankees, Atlanta Braves, Atlanta Falcons, 49ers, Cowboys, Jackson State, Colorado.
Yeah, but Jordan was the nigga that changed the game. I don't give a damn.
Deion is the standard for cornerback.
But Jordan changed the game
for
black people,
bro,
period. That's what I'm saying. He was international.
You
know what I'm
saying? You're
saying
just the...
Life,
Jordan
life,
was bigger,
yeah,
like, life. But LeBron,
that's what I'm saying. Jordan is like
this
higher fame.
Jordan has higher fame because Jordan has higher fame because at the time, when Jordan played is the time where basketball started to become global and the Dream Team, pushed it astronomically.
Jordan is Michael Jackson.
Yes, 100%.
He's way up.
Was Deion?
You know, he ended bad.
Was Deion
Prince?
Yep.
Deion was like this all the way.
Prince.
I mean, yeah.
Prince.
Even after he was done with music, Deion is like
Prince. You don't want to give it to him.
He don't.
I was trying to think of a great comparison to where, like, because after music, because
people
will
argue that Prince more talented.
There is no comparison to what Deion has done, and his whole athletic career.
Yeah,
especially like if he's as successful coaching as we think he may be compared to the start, then yeah, like it ain't gonna be too
I'm just saying, like,
say,
I gotta see how if he gets out of this month alone. If they win all these six games,
that's all we ask. Stop talking about this month. Six games, that's all we need.
If he runs through this month, I'm like, all right, Deion may fuck around.
Six wins in a bowl game.
Well, I'll put it to you like this: the reason why some of these people that we were talking about don't like what's happening is this: who is going to outsell or out recruit Deion? When Deion come into that household, daddy know Deion, mama know Deion, the kid gonna watch highlights, everybody know Deion. Nick Saban, okay, that's cool. I want to go with Deion. And because Deion brings the flash, the pizzazz, he's current but still old school. There's no other head coach in damn near college or NFL that's like that.
And you know he old school because he the only don't just sound like a southern coach. He ain't got no toes on one foot, but you still scared of shit. But he's still fast as hell. He can route run you. That sounds like some old school shit. You're right. He's a legend right. Just off the fact of every generation
knows him
or fucks with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? From the baby to the grandmama.
Yep. And the more
I'm saying is that. Let's pump the brakes, though.
I like it, man. Full speed ahead, man.
You know
what?
Look. This is a lot of what we saw with Money Mayweather. He kept talking. And every time, what he do, go out there and never lost. And with Deion, he talks, and he backs it up. And then he looks like He just came from the jewelry store. He looked like that back when he was 22 getting drafted by the Atlanta Falcons, and he still like that today as a coach.
He do what most prime athletes like him won't do. He act like it's easy.
Yep.
Now, he won't sit there and say it. He'll tell you the grind behind mm-hmm. it, but when they talking to him in the interviews and they're asking the question, when he responding to him, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So just like in a press conference when he was talking to the dude and saying, like, you didn't believe, and people were trying to act. We were talking about, I listened to Dan Patrick, and they were trying to act, so he needs to slow down a little bit. Deion's always been like this. You remember mm-hmm. when they won that World Series with the Braves mm-hmm. and your boy was talking shit and he went and kept dumping the water on him like 3-4 times? Like, mm-hmm. that's Deion. That's what mm-hmm. he do. And that's what they hate about him.
My thing is, what if they can't? What if they go? They no lose games. 4 games straight.
Bro,
that reporter gonna play with that motherfucker ready.
He probably gonna play the clip.
You know who that was? That was Ed Water. Dude, be on ESPN. Mm.
Who?
Ed Water.
It don't matter. He's talking hella shit.
Though I like Deion because he's the one guy who talked hella shit and always backed it up, always cashed his checks. His money was always good. But let payday come up and he ain't got the bread, bro. It's going to be the funniest. I don't want to see it because it's going to happen at a black man's expense. But it's going to be hilarious.
Name one time that he did it.
I can't.
All right.
That's what I told you. I said A1. I can't. But nobody's perfect, bro.
I understand. And he isn't either. His coaching... He lost games as a coach. Mm-hmm. He lost games as a player. He lost one-on-one battles as a cornerback. Let's not have revisionist history where Michael Jordan never missed a fucking shot. Jordan got dunked on. Jordan got crossed over. Jordan had bad games in the fucking playoffs. Same thing with Deion. But when we're looking at the grand scheme, the man got A1 credit.
So you got him going to the playoffs.
Damn.
I think they'll compete for the playoffs, but I don't think they'll make it. All right. I don't think they'll make it. I think they'll have a bowl game.
8-win game? 8-win team?
I think they could be 7 or 8 wins.
7 or 8 wins? That's a hell of a turnaround,
man. I understand. I'm putting my money on Deion. Okay. I'm just going by experience.
I go 5-6.
You know, I think the thing that surprised me the most, I remember when, before we move on to the Nets, when this whole thing happened, he went to Jackson State, a lot of motherfuckers were mad. They were hot. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a lot of hoopla. A lot of conversations taking place.
What was they mad about?
I was amazed at the number of black folks that were watching Colorado.
They all came out.
And that were actually cheering for Deion. I was like, what in the world happened?
Bro, they came out like it was, they forgot.
They forgot. And you know what? You know what conclusion I came to, Nick? This motherfucker is like Black Trump. This motherfucker is like Black Trump, bro. He can say whatever, Deion do whatever. Just go talk all kind of shit, piss people off, and people just forget and act like it ain't about. Forget, Deion.
You still got to root for him, though, King.
I'm not.
That's why I was
hating like a motherfucker. I was hating all day Saturday.
My thing is, like, it's hard to hate on the kids because at the end of the day, it's the kids. I'm just
those same kids, the one that ran by and chased my honor, bro. Let me see the next recruitment class. I may root for them.
I'm just still disappointed that he left so early. That's the only reason why.
Because every game Jackson State plays,
he could have made Jackson State one of the best places.
Every game they play, they on TV this year.
But he wasn't getting the same type of support from the AD that he is in Colorado.
I'm just saying
the resources obviously is not the same.
Yeah,
like the money generated.
We don't need to rehash this conversation because we got to move on. But I would say that's my only thing. I didn't really want to.
He can move more mountains now. That's the bottom line. I didn't like it either, but I get it.
Yes, sir.
He got his Colorado gear in the mail, Ken.
you know he does. It's gonna happen.
No, I don't, man. No, I don't. I do root for Shador, though. I want Shador to do great.
They said Colorado's athletic gear was the second most sold this season.
I can see it. Deion moves the needle. Yeah.
He does.
He do move the
Deion
needle.
Move the needle, bro.
The Chiefs move the needle as well. Unfortunately, Travis Kelce's knee didn't move the right way. He has hyperextended his knee. It's not anything severe. They did the MRI. He should probably miss about a week or two. He's definitely not playing Thursday night. He could miss week 2, but they may push it because he gets an extra time off with the Thursday night game. But with this injury, and on top of that, Chris Jones is mm-hmm. still holding out, and he technically has up to what, week 7, week 8 mm-hmm. to play for this year to count so he can be a free agent next year. Otherwise, he don't get a free agency, all that shit. Nick Wright reported that there is a deal on the table for a 2-year extension, fully guaranteed.
$54 million.
But Chris Jones?
Yes.
But he says the number line for him is $9 million, I think. He's trying to get like a dollar more than Aaron Donald.
No, so what Chris Jones wants is 2 years, $64 million. Mm. What they have offered is 2 years, $54 million, fully guaranteed. So he just got to meet somewhere in the middle. If I'm the Chiefs, I'm offering about 60. Because he's worth every damn penny to that.
Pay him the whole thing. Why not pay him the whole thing?
Yeah, $4 million.
What's the $4 million thing?
It's business.
What are you saying?
What I'm saying.
Negotiating 101. You can't meet them at their number.
Exactly.
Like, if they throw a number out there. You got a lower number. You meet.
But this is the last time you paying him. But still, based on how this holdout is going, this is the last time you even thinking about paying him.
If you're the team.
You're only paying him because you ain't paying nobody else. So he has that excuse. On top of that, he's arguably the best player at his position. Yeah.
All of that's true, but.
And on top of that, you're coming off a Super Bowl win when he helped get you past the Bengals, get you past Jacksonville.
I have to think that you would take less than that because you started with it. That's just how it works. That's how they do
business. That's exactly how it works. A good deal is when both parties are
like they lost a little.
And for the Chiefs, damn, I'm coming up $10 million. You coming down $4 million.
But who are you paying?
What do you mean?
But well,
you're just going on principle.
Hold on.
You got a principle business.
Nick. This is why GMs get paid what they get paid, because a lot of the deals are taken into consideration who you're going to have to pay afterwards.
But my thing is,
but he's not on the field right now. And if he's not out there, that's why GMs get paid.
What's the logic? My thing is, what's the logic? I get the greed.
What's the logic behind the 2 years, right? Is L'Jarius Sneed is going to get paid. He's one of the top 10 corners in the league. He's going to get paid like a top 10 corner in the league. A lot of that defense is still – Nick Bolton is going to be up. You're going to have to pay Nick Bolton because, let's be honest, behind Chris Jones, Nick Bolton and L'Jarius Sneed are the two next guys that are the most important things for that defense. Yep. You're going to have to pay your staple guys. And you're not going to be able to afford all three of them at Chris Jones's price. So you pay them now.
$4 million
is not going to make. What the hell I got to do with Chris Jones? And why is that Chris Jones problem? My thing is this.
So give them the 60.
The Chiefs let go of Tyreek Hill. Chiefs let go of Tyrann Mathieu. The Chiefs let go of a lot of niggas. They drafted a whole rookie secondary that they won a Super Bowl with because they were and they're underpaying Travis Kelce. They're underpaying Patty Mahomes. My thing is, it gets to the point where it's like, all right, what's the message that you're sending here to your team? Because if you're willing to go without your best defensive player for up to seven or half the season, damn near, just over $4 million.
Yeah.
It seems to me it's saying like we Patty versus everybody else.
100%. It's exactly what the
they let go of Orlando Brown.
It's exactly what New England was for all these years. Tom Brady, the best player, right? He taking less, right? You better than Pat Mahomes, then you taking less too.
Nah,
and if you don't want to take less, you out of here. And we still gonna win.
But that's the
question. If they're because are they gonna be able to win? They don't.
That's what we're supposed to see now. Since Patrick Mahomes don't have the help at receiver, Kelce's going to be out. Jones is going to be out. We get to see now. Oh, is he Brady? Can he go?
Oh, hell no. We're not doing that. First of all,
what do you mean?
He
took less money. You supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. They've already said we ain't going to get you no receivers. Like who the Chiefs receivers? Do you know?
I know them, but they ain't receivers to me.
Right. I don't know their running backs. I don't know nobody else on the team but Mahomes.
And you saying
that's a mirror image.
But that's
of
a Mahomes problem. You're saying that's a Mahomes problem?
No, I ain't saying it was his problem.
That's not a Mahomes
problem. You're making it his problem by saying go be Brady.
Because that's the expectation from the team.
It's culture.
That's an NFL thing.
That's not an NFL team, what you just described to me.
The Patriots did the same thing and they won like six.
They didn't win shit when Brady didn't have nobody on defense or offense.
That's when they won.
No, no, no.
Moss was there when the other people were there, they didn't win.
Was their number one wide receiver when they beat the Falcons?
That's not the blueprint, though. You want to surround him.
If you don't have a Tom Brady, it's not the blueprint because you got to put them other people out there. Yep. We are going on the premise if we in the Kansas City Chiefs front office, this dude right here, we got, he's special. And I ain't got to do all the extra shit. I ain't got to pay Chris Jones. People asked me a question.
He said, who was on the Falcons? Was Rob Gronkowski not on that team?
Okay, they got
Charles. Was Julian Edelman not on that team? Did one of them? Did both of them, or one of them actually won a Super Bowl MVP? Right,
Edelman.
They made Julian
and then Edelman. And then Gronk is one of the greatest tight ends, if not the greatest tight end. What do you mean? Like what?
Yeah. So wait, hold on. So you telling me that Julian Edelman struck fear into defenders?
I'm telling
yes
you.
Yes or no? No.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes,
he did. Because he was always open.
Was scared.
That's his.
Because he ran the 3-yard fucking route. That's all he needed.
He had over 120 yards in the Super Bowl. That's why he won the
game. Tom Brady, though.
But that's how
this
they
is
won.
Because Tom Brady is that good. We don't know that the Chiefs got a Julian Edelman on their team right now.
We don't know. That's the problem.
The point I'm making, and we're going to have to move on to our pick soon, is the point I'm making is this. They asking Patty to do a hell of a lot.
That's what come with the title, bro. But
no, what comes with the title is more weapons.
No.
What?
Not if we the Chiefs.
Not when you get
and we
paid.
See the Patriots dominate for a decade.
Not even that spike. Name me a team that has a very high paid quarterback that continues to add weapons via free agency, not the draft.
No, I'm saying adding weapons is how you do a free agency or the draft. That's what I'm saying. Like a team like Andy Reid, I'm thinking they need to be drafting talent or making
which
trades.
Which they have.
They've done the complete opposite.
Which they have. Did they not draft Isaiah Pacheco? Did they not draft Sky Moore? Did they not draft? Wait, hold on. I'm not saying that these guys.
I ain't saying nothing.
Yes, you think. Your body language said a whole bunch, bro. I'm in sales. Nigga, I read a whole bunch of shit. You ain't got to say. You got to open your mouth.
I didn't say nothing.
To be read like a book. At the end of the day, the Chiefs did as much as they possibly could with every draft pick possible. Yes or no?
No.
Now you may not hit on every single player, but Isaiah Pacheco is a guy. I'm not saying that he's the next greatest running back in the league, but he is complementary to what they want to do. Sky Moore had a very slow season, but we saw him in the Super Bowl. We seen that secondary, the light-skinned cornerback, McDuffie. We see McDuffie make.
I see McDuffie get duffed.
He's a rookie.
No, well, he was all right, though. He had a good season.
He had a good season.
What are you going against the Bengals, bro?
But I remember
T. Higgins walking backwards with a tie.
The Bengals have arguably the best wide receiving court
when
in
you
the
talk,
whole
when
league.
You, this is what I'm talking about, FIFO. Because he's talking about they gave him help when he gave – they're giving him rookies and goofballs. They gave him Kadarius Toney. How many games has he played for the Chiefs? Maybe two, one in the Super Bowl. Sky Moore, is he supposed to be the next Tyreek Hill? Is he even supposed to be the next Mecole Hardman? Nah. What is he?
I don't know.
Isaiah Pacheco.
What is that?
Niggas is picking up running backs off the Aldi's cart that niggas left in the parking lot, and they talking about this is what, bro. I'm just saying for a quarterback that's known as the best quarterback in the league, arguably are projected to be the greatest quarterback of all time. Mm-hmm. You're giving him what to work with, and you're removing weapons. How many big chip players does he have to lose before we saying like, oh, now we're asking Patty to do all this shit when he's underpaid and everybody else you're paying is underpaid too.
He's already look, Patty Mahomes is arguably the best quarterback to ever quarterback, arguably, right? When we're comparing him to the GOAT, which is Tom Brady, whether people like it or not, Tom Brady has won the most. Tom Brady has done it with big names, no names, whatever.
Right.
That's the comparison. That's the standard. When I'm watching Pat Mahomes, we all kind of said, well, shit, what is he going to do without Tyreek? He just went and won a Super Bowl. His completion percentage and passer rating was the highest of his career. I want to say he also had the most yards, if I'm not mistaken, without arguably the most dynamic weapon ever that we've seen, because he saw the type of impact he had with Miami. So it's for real. Tyreek is that guy and Mahomes is that guy.
My thing.
So at the end of the day, Nick, Pat Mahomes is that guy that it don't matter. There's quarterbacks that can elevate everything around the room.
We've seen that to be false,
but here's the thing, though.
Remember when they lost in the Super Bowl? What did they lost? Remember what was the Super Bowl that Patty lost? What did he not
have?
The
whole line.
He never had. And then what did they do? Happen that they got? They always rebuilt the O line.
I got you.
And now that he's proven that he could beat without Tyreek Hill, they're now reducing more of his
weapons.
But let's be honest. If a quarterback of that caliber has time. Bro, you're gonna get open.
But is he gonna have time?
You can't just say that to somebody. That's a bullshit ass thing to say.
For Pat Mahomes, it's not bullshit.
No, I'm saying to say that to any quarterback. Oh shit, behind this line, shit, we don't give a fuck.
Who's the number one receiver this year?
I don't know.
Exactly, Sky Moore.
You know what? You know who I think is gonna be?
Who?
Justin Ross.
Oh, a nigga who backed. was broke 5 years ago. He talking about
when did Brady ever have a number one that was dominant?
He just needs to have a number
He needs
one.
To have right, a so weapon outside of Travis Kelce.
He didn't have one. He didn't have one last year.
Who do you go to outside of Travis Kelce?
We're going to see this year.
Period.
Now, y'all are saying that, like, we're not going to take anything away from Mahomes if he's not great this year. I'm not saying that when I say, well, I mean, what do they have to provide him with? What I am saying is he's going to show us. He's going to be able to tell us how good he is compared to how good we think he is. And if they got to add a couple of pieces because they didn't do enough, like y'all are saying, yeah, okay, that's cool.
My thing is,
we still know Patrick Mahomes is great, but if he go out there and do it without the pieces like we've seen Brady do for a decade,
that's what the Chiefs are banking on. Let's not act like Brady.
But the Chiefs,
you know what Brady always had when he was winning them Super Bowls? A top 10 defense.
True.
Always.
Has Patty ever had a top 10 defense?
He ain't never had a top 10 defense.
And he won the Super Bowls
being him. That's what made him a little better.
My thing is, like, how much you ask
have a top 10 defense. No, all I need is Chris Jones.
My thing is, how
and you don't have him, so you
don't have
Chris Jones. So now we get to see what he's doing.
And I'm saying you can have Chris Jones for $4 million more than what you
give
offer.
It to him.
No.
And we don't have to worry about this.
Right now, I'm the one that threw the $60 million number
give
out.
Him what
there.
He asked
They're
for.
$10 million off. Look, I feel you, but Shelton, you're in business too. Like, you're in sales too.
That's why you got your best player on the field. We ain't got time to play the business game. You playing games with this man?
We trying to get a dynasty here.
He's told you what he's gonna do. That's your business right there.
What if they say I can't afford it?
That's being careless, bro.
That's not
being careless with your quarterback.
He's going to call your bluff and he's going to sit out, like you said, to week nine.
And how do that benefit him? So you're saying we're not playing a business game. How do it benefit Chris Jones sitting out 8 weeks?
It may not.
Who else going to give him the money?
It may not, but if he's not there, so I'm hurt.
Somebody else will give him the money, though. Don't act like nobody else.
We can't act like – So, Nick, what happens if he does hold out? You were talking about that he doesn't become a free agent?
I'm saying now that Travis – because the question came up because of the Travis Kelce injury, which means that he's an old – let's not forget, Travis Kelce ain't a spring chicken. I remember when he was in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's older now. And that's what's the crazy thing is, like, your best player on offense is your oldest player at a tight end position. But Travis Kelce coming off an injury, he could be normal maybe by the end of the month, hopefully.
Look, and
now they don't have their defensive player. I don't see how they win games. Their first few games are pretty cupcake-ish. But, like, moving forward, come on.
Have you ever had a hyperextended knee?
No.
It's not that bad. I've had one before.
But have you had one at your age?
That's
no, because I don't.
Okay, exactly. So he's supposed to go play the most violent sport at your age with a hyperextended knee.
First
I'm
older than Travis. So I'm older than Travis. But here's the thing. All I'm saying is he's also had world-class training and therapeutics and all of that type of stuff, right? So for him to get over an injury is going to be a lot quicker than a normal person. That's number one. Number two, a hyperextended knee is not that bad. A week or two and he'll be back. 3 weeks if you want to be careful. At the end of the day is this. Pat Mahomes right now is leaps and bounds the best quarterback in the league. Right, there's Pat Mahomes and then everybody else.
It's his team leaps and bounds the best in the
no,
AFC.
But we've seen the best quarterback take whatever team far as hell. Last year, people were questioning because it was just last year that they got rid of Tyreek, right?
Yeah.
Just last year, and Pat Mahomes went. His numbers improved outside of touchdowns.
I get that, but when we're talking, I get that
because are you applying that to this season?
We're not. You're talking about regular season. I'm not worried.
Who won the Super Bowl then?
I'm not worried about regular season.
Who won the Super Bowl? Who won Super Bowl MVP?
I'm saying postseason. We're getting to the point where the AFC. I don't know who gonna come out this motherfucker, bro. Mm-hmm. You can make a case for about 5-6 teams in the AFC, and I'm including the Chiefs. But if the Chiefs don't come out, because we've seen that the Chiefs, even with Tyreek and all them weapons, not come out the AFC before. So that means that. And now we're in a conference where it's harder than then. At that time, they may not even get the number one seed if they don't start off to a hot start.
Let me ask you this.
Which means that they're not going to get the home playoff game deep in the playoff runs that they always are accustomed to getting. Which means that if they're on the road, that's a Chiefs team we haven't seen.
I feel you, but let me ask you this: is Pat Mahomes not better than he's ever been?
He is.
So
is this not a team sport? We can throw questions
to a degree,
it don't matter who you got as the best. Is the team better?
To a degree, yes. Was the Eagles not a better team than the Chiefs?
No.
Okay, you don't answer this. Top to bottom, who had a better defense? The Eagles or the Chiefs?
They did. The Eagles got the best team in the league.
Who had better wide receivers? The Eagles or the Chiefs?
All line, D line. cornerback shift.
What was the difference in the game, Nick?
Patrick Let me ask you this question.
No. Answer the question.
And Jalen Hurts balled out.
It was the quarterback because Jalen Hurts fumbled the game away. But let me ask you this. When the Tennessee Titans faced the New England Patriots, who had the better team? The Titans did, I believe. And who had the better quarterback? You would say the Pats when they had Brady. That was Brady's last year in New England.
They lost.
Exactly. New England lost, but they had the better quarterback. But who had the better team?
Well, that's one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we can go 50-50. I'm saying it don't really matter. More than likely.
Was Gronk there?
No.
I think he was. No, he wasn't. Oh, he wasn't. Oh, who gives a fuck?
No. It makes a big fuck, though, because there's Mahomes and
say it was Brady? Brady do it without weapons and all that shit. So Gronk shouldn't have mattered. He can't bring Tannehill at home.
Listen.
He couldn't beat Tannehill at home.
Every great quarterback, no matter how great you are on the greatness scale, you need at least one guy that you can go to. At least one guy. Come on. Nick, don't fucking suck your teeth, bro, because the greatest motherfucker to ever do this shit, Tom Brady, still had one guy that he could always go
then
to.
Why you,
Pat Mahomes still has that one guy.
But this one guy's hurt now.
But we're talking about a very minor injury. We're not talking high ankle sprain.
I'm not trying to exaggerate. The one thing I'm saying is that the one guy is hurt. Okay, we get that. It's not a long-term thing. I get it. Who's next up? After Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce ain't about to play football for the next 5 years. I guarantee you that. He's going to retire soon. So who have they drafted?
They'll draft or pick somebody
else. They gave up. Even when fucking Tennessee gave up A.J. Brown, they still drafted Treylon Burks. Like, who the fuck has the Chiefs drafted or traded for to even say, Patty, we got you if this nigga hurt. Or we got somebody on the outside.
So we'll see Thursday. We'll see Thursday.
Look. We will.
Lose that game, hold on. Here's the thing,
it's funny to me because we got to move on. But a couple of years ago, people were talking about Patty was done. You remember that? You remember having those conversations?
Yeah.
I didn't say that, but people said it. What I'm saying to you is this: it could go either way, especially in the AFC the way it's shaped now. With all these teams coming the way they are, you better come with your best foot forward. And if your best player, your second best player is hurt, and your third best player is not signed, you're in trouble.
That FIFO and I are trying to make, though, to
and you lost one of your best offensive line.
The point that we're making, though, is they got Patrick Mahomes. Nobody else can say that.
Yeah, that's
just like with the Patriots. Just like with the Patriots for the last decade, all the stuff that you said going into the season,
they had a great
people thought it was over for the Patriots. They did, but sometimes they didn't.
And when they never did.
And when they didn't,
when they won them Super Bowls, they had a top 10.
Guess what they said, though?
We got Tom Brady right now.
And that's all the Chiefs are saying, but we got Patrick Mahomes. Like, none of that matters. He that good.
What does matter is these picks, all right? Because what y'all say is bullshit. They say you can get Patty a butcher, a baker.
He going
to
show y'all. He going to show y'all. He going to show y'all. Brady did it. He going to show y'all.
Y'all keep on saying Brady did it. Let's get to these picks. This is what these people came for. Oh,
Jalen's on his way up here.
So we're kicking the can on the picks.
For now.
But let's talk about this while we're waiting. Y'all been watching Team USA? We got to talk about a shitball team real quick, Lou. Segue.
I've been watching highlights. I haven't really watched any of the game.
What do y'all think? Did you watch the Lithuania?
Got Lithuania
versus USA. It seemed like it was as much a Lithuania niggas. Hey, every now and then you go to the rec, bro. The Lithuania niggas, they'll pull up on you.
Oh, man.
I watched that game. I'd be up early in the morning sometimes, and I randomly had it on because I didn't know if it was the replay or it was live because of the time difference. But I'm watching. I was like, bro, them niggas was dogging USA. Like, they was like circled that. They had that game circled.
Who's their guys?
I don't even know, but they was talking shit. They was throwing their tongues like they was Michael Jordan. They was making Magic Johnson behind the back passes. Anytime there was a white boy with a three, it was cash money.
They lost today to Serbia.
They spent all their energy on USA. They was balling. USA didn't know what to do.
Brunson and them was missing. I thought Ant was supposed to be that guy.
He has been.
He is.
They don't give him enough minutes. They be weird with their minutes. That's what I realized.
But that's always USA basketball, though. Like, they try to spread it out. Look, my thing is this, right? Just overall. Overview is, this is like Team USA's B team, right? Like, this is not the big dog.
This is
C team. Yeah, I was gonna say
Valanciunas the best player on the Thunder,
and he was dogging.
You know, to me, these are the little pups, the up and coming pups of the NBA. I think it's a great experience for them. We've seen Edwards time and time again just kind of put the team on his back and, you know, go to victory. I think he is the most – I think he is the best player on the squad. But when I watch them versus the world, these world teams, man, like they play multiple years together. So when you get a team that's like Lithuania, you get a team like France, you get teams like Spain that have been playing years and years, the chemistry. These guys don't got chemistry. This is the first time that they all play together, right? Like the way Team USA does global basketball is we have more talent, therefore we're going to win. And we see now that the level of talent is now like more equal. We other teams may not have all NBA players, but they all have at least three, you know what I'm saying? Three guys that hoop and two guys that should be in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So the level of talent is higher, but then the separator is the chemistry. And again, we brought the puppies. We didn't bring the big dogs.
Let me ask you a question. And this is as a novice NBA fan. You know they're doing that mid-season tournament, right?
Yeah.
What if they let the FIBA or the Olympic team play during the mid-season tournament as a team?
They should.
And then the other NBA players – form their teams, however you had to pick them or whatnot. Do you think that would help with the chemistry?
No, so I think
they get to play together more.
I think what Team USA needs to do is that they need to have like a 3-year plan, right, prior to the Olympics. And every summer off season, the players that decide to play, you know what I'm saying, Team USA basketball, they should have some type of training camp to gain that camaraderie, that chemistry over the course of multiple seasons.
Is that why you don't get the main players want to play? Because they don't want to make that commitment.
That's
because if I'm Steph Curry, I don't know if I'm doing that. I'm like,
I said a training camp. I didn't say a season.
But if you Steph Curry, are you doing it?
No. Yeah, but that's like how long is training camp? What, a month or two?
But here's the thing.
In between
if I'm Devin Booker, that's showing whole, up
that's the, that's yes, it, certain guys should.
Donovan Mitchell.
Certain guys should, because here's the thing, right? Like at the end of the day. Most basketball players that their season ends early, they might take a month off, but then you're back to working out. You're not playing NBA games, but you're hooping at the Y or wherever they go for pickup basketball. They're working on drills with their own personal trainers. Why not take another 30 or 45 days to hoop against the best? Because all you're doing is prepping yourself to be the best version. Have y'all not seen where when members that hoop for Team USA, they go back into the NBA and that's their best season?
Yep.
Because they just competed against the best talent. So all I'm saying, I'm not saying give up your whole summer. What I'm saying is give 30 days. Build that chemistry and that camaraderie with that set of guys that you're going to be hooping with. Now, the older statesmen, like the Stephs of the world, the KDs, the LeBron. LeBron should have played.
Has Steph ever played?
Yeah, Steph has played.
Steph has?
Yeah. Steph Clay, Draymond, Westbrook.
What year was that?
Yeah,
I don't remember, but they all hoop together. But at the end of the day, they have to figure out how to build chemistry.
Damn jersey at all?
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, I don't. It might have been a world championship versus like the USA team, but I know that they all hoop together.
My thing is like we in a bad place with basketball, where it's like we asking if what's his name?
Anybody want to play,
bro? My boy from not Brunson, but the other dude. What's his name?
Brunson got shitted on too, though.
Brunson got dogged on by that.
Who? Curry said he played in 2020.
Who's the other dude?
Yeah, so Curry played in 2019 FIBA World Cup.
Josh Hart.
Hart, yeah.
He was on the team.
Yeah, Josh Hart was over here trying to do a Euro against Valanciunas, but he got blocked.
No wonder they lost.
They got niggas like Josh Hart.
Sorry.
They got Mikal Bridges.
Bird on there, Bridges.
Yeah,
like these are like these are niggas that's like
niggas, you know they nice, but I'm not tuning in at 8:30 in the morning to watch them play against.
These are the ones that go to like the elementary school and maybe take a picture. They like, yeah, it's Mikal Bridges. I'd rather Ja, but I'll take Mikal if that's all.
These are the guys that should be, some of them should be superstars, some of them all stars, and some of them are role players on this team. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, Ant is, you know, a potential superstar. Somebody like Mikal Bridges to me is a potential all star. Somebody like Austin Reeves is a really good role player.
Need a white boy. Need
That's all he really is. Especially on Team USA, he was.
He's had moments though.
He has some moments, but they be trying to gas up. Don't he got a shoe deal too?
Does he?
Well, yeah, I think so.
I think he got a shoe.
Yeah,
deal,
I think
bro.
He did during the playoff run.
Shout out to Will Stokes 9 cents. It's 9 cents. Just signed up to become a member. We appreciate you,
bro. Will.
I'm gonna read some of these super chats while we get the graphics and everything straightened out. El Werewolf DeFifo. Mm-hmm. What were y'all impressions of Sharp being on? on First Take.
Skip.
Spike, Skip. You have cemented yourself in Odd Friday history. Lou Glitchy.
Man, that clip was hilarious. Dude, whoever posted on
Reddit. Oh, they posted an Odd Friday clip?
I
gotta
see it. I put it on in the group.
I did not see it.
Y'all got to see it. That's hilarious.
Sharp. Shannon Sharp on First Take.
Skip. I think that was hilarious.
I'm like, he had on the name. I didn't watch it, but I saw he had on the name tag.
Who's Stephen A?
Stephen A.
Yeah. Stephen A put on the name tag.
That is hilarious. You know what's crazy?
That is hilarious.
The thing I thought about was like, if Stephen A said, I'm going to Fox Sports, ESPN would be done.
In trouble.
It would be done.
Yeah,
because I'm thinking like, bro, he is the only personality that you just by the culture of sports and even just pop culture in general, like you have to kind of tune in or you're aware of it to a certain degree because something's going on, but it's mostly because of Stephen A. So Shannon Sharp coming over there it was the biggest no-brainer in sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, when is he going to ESPN if he's not with Fox? Right. But then when you see them together, it kind of looks like I gotta see it play out a little bit longer. You could tell obviously First Day they didn't have that much great chemistry. You could tell they just signed the deal. Stephen A. sounded better on his podcast than Shannon was on First Take.
I wonder why that is, because like seeing them two link up when the news broke, I was like, oh, this
gonna be some nigga.
This gonna be great, you know, because I mean we know Shannon. Shannon would go there, but he was doing that across from a white man. Now you got another brother like you who can get a little bleachy on us sometimes with some of his takes. But nevertheless, you got another brother that knows the culture, that understands blackness, you know, has his opinions about certain things. But you would think that they would mesh very, very well. And Shannon would be very comfortable. So it was interesting kind of hearing that they didn't have the chemistry off rip. But maybe they just don't know each other like that.
They don't. You can tell they don't.
That's what it is.
They're building it on the fly.
Okay.
And you think that all these black personalities or something like that, they all got these little meetings that they go to and they cool with each other, but they not.
They should.
Yeah.
Because like, you knew that Michael Irvin and Stephen A knew each other. Like, they look like they hang out.
Right.
All them other guys, it look like he has a relationship with them. They hang out. So Stephen A and Shannon, man, they gonna have to kick back, you know, watch a couple of games together. I know Shannon don't drink and shit like that, but they gonna have to hang out, bro.
Yeah.
Because I think the show has potential to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine all that black stuff that he was doing on Undisputed? All the Uncle Sharp or whatever he was calling him. Imagine
you think,
that.
You think he's doing it on? You think he doing it on his First Take?
You would have to.
I think if Stephen A. says some crazy stuff, then yeah,
you got to. You got to. If you're gonna do all that shit for the white man,
you got to do it.
You got to do it when the black man is across, because he will understand the cigars, he will understand the liquor, he will understand all that shit. So if you're gonna sit there and coon it up. On
you think
Undisputed,
ESPN gonna be like, all right,
then you cool. gotta coon it up on First Take.
We're gonna be cool with you bringing Hennessy and this shit on air. Yes, while the baby's watching.
Yeah, because then why'd you bring me on here?
Yeah, he
right on because of himself. The chick. We brought you on here because you're the only nigga that could. We
look.
Stephen A has ran everybody else
but
off,
you know,
and you
what
the only
comes
one
with my brand. Like, what's the name of my Shannon Sharp's podcast? Club Shay Shay.
Shay Shay.
Come on, you know what it is.
They brought him to be yourself.
Look, at the end of the day,
you can be yourself on Club Shay Shay. Go to the club if you want to be yourself.
Shannon Sharp could have went anywhere and chose there. So you know what I bring to the table.
I think he went anywhere that had to check.
Bro, do you understand how much
ESPN needed him too, though?
Yeah, ESPN needed
You said
that. ESPN needed Shannon Sharp more than Shannon Sharp needed ESPN.
100%.
Like, I think so?
Yes, he had the leverage.
I think what ESPN 100%. Is banking on is the football season is coming up and people are going to watch anyway. But if you look at the personalities that are there, like, it don't – nobody makes you tune in. You said it at the beginning of this. Stephen A. and now who after that?
Yeah, but it's Steve, but it's, I'm saying Stephen A. is still there. And he
we know that. We know
they
that.
On his
and they don't, even, they don't have Shannon on all week. They only have him on Mondays and Tuesdays.
People were tuning in, watching Undisputed, not for Skip, but for Shannon. Black folks.
Yep.
So – I would love to see the data on this.
If the black people went to ESPN. Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
Oh, no, no, 100%. The data is out there.
More black males watch First Take. That was a little thing that they had out that they were doing the reporting on, that 60% of their audience was black males from the age of 29
before or after Shannon.
Before. This was when Stephen A. was holding it down by himself. So even now, it probably would be even more.
So First Take is doing three times the numbers of Undisputed right now.
But they always was bigger numbers, right? Bigger.
Yeah, but Undisputed has lost market share, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, because they ain't got no brand. No one gives a fuck about Skip.
Yeah.
No, we know that. But
dudes that's on there just yelling, hey.
They are. And now Skip has... Like, he doesn't even, he's not even the biggest
voice. He's the moderator.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not the biggest voice.
Like, he's not the biggest voice. And then the other thing, too, that really hurt them is they took almost 2 months off.
Yeah.
So now think about, like, at the end of the day, right? Like, in entertainment, people fit entertainment into their lifestyle.
Yeah, once it's gone, it's gone.
Once it's gone, it's gone because I don't replace you.
2 months, I got something else I'm looking at.
Exactly. Yeah, yep. They've been replaced and people ain't coming back. Yeah, that's what the numbers say.
Especially not to see y'all arguing over the clips that I've seen online. Exactly. Like, nobody's coming back to that.
Even more so than that, Shannon had his own audience that was tuning in.
100%.
So when he moved, that audience moved. There's nothing left there for me. I'm not standing for Mike Irvin.
And it's easy to be on ESPN and FS1.
And that's why I said that Shannon Sharp had the leverage. I want to say it was DraftKings that offered him them near $100 million.
Jeez.
That offered Shannon Sharp $100 million. They also offered Pat McAfee, too. Before he took less money.
Yeah, it was drafted.
He took less money to go to ESPN.
That's what I'm saying.
Bigger platform. But at the end of the day, that's why I'm saying that Shannon Sharp had the leverage in this situation.
I don't know if Shannon Sharp is bigger than ESPN.
I'm not saying that. But he can bring in a crowd.
He's the leverage.
All I'm saying is that I'm waiting to see. I think that they're still filling out this duo. And that's why they only gave him Mondays and two. I was like, why is he not there all week?
You know, part of that was him.
He said that he didn't want to commit to doing that every morning. He has other outside interests he's trying to
do.
So they did Mondays and Tuesdays because that gave him freedom.
ESPN sent
that's football season.
ESPN wrote him that check and he was like, all right, based on how much you're trying to pay me, I'm coming in 2 days.
Well, nah, that's what
he negotiated. I'm working three out of five. I'm coming to office 2 days out the week.
Part of the shit that Chet, out of his own mouth, he said that he does not like waking up at 4 in the morning and doing this whole sports thing.
Yeah,
it's cool, but he doesn't want to have that same 5-day stretch.
Said. That's what he said.
So he did less than half, and I'm getting paid more, and I have more control of what I want to do and what I want to say.
So you,
in terms of topics,
so you think that he's gonna bring a bottle of honey to the first take?
I think if Stephen A. Smith says some crazy shit like Skip did, and it warrants him, I think he'll do that.
He would. I don't know. I would love to see him continue the same antics that
he's not gonna be as black as he was.
But I don't know. It might keep him a little buttoned up. Eric Jones said, "You say Shadur, I guess S2 was off, and he was 37 or 46. Relax, FIFO. And just let me know when you all squared away.
What did I say was crazy?
You said his footwork.
You said that he was off, like his numbers were crazy." And you were saying that he needed work, which he all of them do. But the way you were saying it was like it was to a fault.
I said he had a couple misses and his footwork was off on a couple of throws. That's all I said.
But that was in and
to Hunter had a huge drop.
You were speaking in regards to being a pro prospect too.
Exactly. You didn't say that. Like I didn't say he had a bad game. The motherfucker threw for 500 yards, bro.
He was speaking in regards to being like an NFL prospect.
Like, there's certain things that just need to get buttoned up. But he had an amazing – look, he threw – I think the best throw that I've seen Shadur throw was the white boy linebacker, 50-something. He was supposed to have a – it was a zone assignment, but then he just took off. He was right in the alley. Shadur saw him, hit the crosser with the safety on top and the cornerback trailing with anticipation. That is a pro throw.
How tall is he?
6'2". Mm-hmm. Solid, too. Really, like 215, 220.
215.
More Deion. Is Deion the KAJ of football?
Kareem as in the bar.
Oh.
Okay. As in the best.
As in the best overall career in said sport, from high school to college and NFL, he's been one of the best.
Yes.
I can see that. Kareem, it's tough, coach, though, to say Kareem. No, Kareem. Huh?
Kareem didn't coach, though.
Yeah, but he did high school, college, professional.
He won three UCLA championships.
Yeah, he was
as a freshman.
He couldn't play as a freshman. The freshman team went undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Deion is the difference. Is Kareem was champion mm-hmm. all those times. Deion was just the best. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense,
at his position.
Yeah, and the thing about Deion is his is high school, college, NFL.
After. Coaching, that's mm-hmm. what makes it remarkable.
That's what makes him special. Yeah, is all the way.
Well, through. We got to see how this.
And he did two sports professionally.
It seems like he's been able to transfer.
Yeah, we got to see how this is only week one.
Over 10 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm. Okay.
Hey, Nick, get a black man some respect, man.
Quick question.
He took the money. He said, fuck the respect.
Yeah, that black man didn't care about your black ass.
And
neither of them black ass kids.
Baseball contracts is crazy back then when Deion was playing.
Nah, I think. Let me see what
money. Nah, it was modest.
It wasn't nowhere near like it is.
Like it is now.
Okay.
Especially if the Reds had his contract, they damn sure wasn't paying them. Like
no,
that.
They were not. They sure were not.
That's like 94,
93. Yeah, mid 90s to early 2000s.
Air Jones also added, look how they look. There were three drops, a fumble, a blocked field goal, a touchdown callback, and plenty of missed tackles. What happens when that's cleaned up?
They're going to win 8 games.
I just want to see it against Oregon and USC. Okay. You make a believer out of me, out of them too. If he wins those games,
yeah,
he's not going to be USC.
So for the Braves, he made $3.6 million. For the Cincinnati Reds, $3.6 million.
That's nice money.
Cincinnati Reds, $1.2 million.
Well, adjusted for inflation, that's probably only about $20 million.
And what year was that?
94, 95. 97, 2001.
You think that's 20?
No.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be 20.
Shh. Okay. Yeah, I don't say that's watch. Like, well, that's probably 10, if maybe. Anything.
Nah.
Yeah. It ain't that much inflation. That's the case, but they burning money.
We got the thumbs up, so we good to go. Let me read this last one. can Nick read this?
It's double, Nick. I mean, it's double, FIFO.
I guess they want you to read
it. Is it Mike's seat time?
Hold on. What they say?
You need glass?
Please read that.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that. Do I got to say it? Because he paid.
No, nah, you don't have to say it.
Nah, he paid, man.
No, he paid. You got to say
gotta
it.
You got to read that, man. He paid.
There you go.
Nah, bro. I ain't no damn monkey. You can just type some shit. I can say some shit. Nah, fuck all that. Tune in to the Friends for Second podcast. You'll hear me say that.
Yeah, man. For real. With the monkey with the symbols, too. Come on.
They do that on Ella. What's that? They do that shit on TikTok, man. They pay you to
now,
say
now
stuff.
Now, when
Shay
Shay had a Henny when they asked
him. Oh, wait, they do?
Yeah.
Are you talking about that black girl?
The black girl does.
The one that
some checks.
Man, bro, like they send like emojis and you got to say the emoji and do like.
Send me some checks.
You say that now, Ken. It's going to be hella pause. Worthy shit.
Oh, it's gonna be super fun. It's one dude that do it. He like the Glizzy King. Like people send him hot dogs, and I'm not even gonna do the gesture that he does. But like people,
what's the gesture that he does?
I'm not even doing it.
So I he like sitting there watching it like that.
I seen it on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he like the Glizzy King. Oh, one Glizzy, two Glizzy, three Glizzies. Oh,
I wouldn't have made it to Glizzy Bonanza. How you make it to three Glizzies?
He made it to a Glizzy.
And how you make it? Watch
it. It was a clip on there. He said it was a Glizzy Bonanza, bro. Like, yeah, I'm going to send that clip to the chat. This shit was insane.
No, that's okay.
I'm going to send it to you personally.
All right, man. Y'all over here. Goofball. He said he got scammed, Nick. but
he'll file for a refund on this card.
All right, man, let's get it.
Let's move on to these picks. Y'all got some goofballs. We'll start with the divisional picks. We'll work our way up to the Super Bowl. And if we're going to start with any division, let's start in the AFC or any conference. We're going to start in the AFC. And we're going to start in any division in the AFC. We're going to start with the AFC North. Let's not bury the lead with this.
What?
Wait, what?
Why would you start with that like it's the caveat?
What you mean? You always go North.
Stop.
You talking about?
NFC North.
AFC.
If we're going to start anywhere, we're going to start with AFC.
AFC, that's the best division in football. You tell me a better division.
NFC East.
Well, we'll get to it. You said what?
NFC East.
Oh, yeah.
NFC Cheeks. Lou, I'll start with you. Who you got winning that?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
You spit out in the mic too, saying that.
I wanted to make sure I emphasized it and you heard
back
it.
Up.
I got the Pittsburgh Steelers winning the division. Kenny Pickett having a great year. Pickens having a great year. Tomlin continuing on his coaching dominance.
I had somebody tell me this, and I was trying to get them drug tested afterwards. They said Pickens, the receiver.
Yeah.
George Pickens
is going to be a top five receiver this year.
No.
So you're going to have a better season than A.J. Brown?
No.
He's not going to get the opportunities.
He's their number one.
He going to have to because Najee.
I know he's their number one.
He's not their number one.
Deontay Johnson?
85.
81? I mean, 18?
Yeah. 18. He had a lot of drops last year.
They say he's the best route runner.
This is going to be a breakout year for Pickens. I say
it is.
A breakout year. I don't know if top five is what that's going to consist of, but it will be a breakout year for
him. And we know that offense isn't going to be like a 60-40 pass run split. It's going to be closer to 50-50.
Yeah. Boy, if not, well, 40, Najee ain't not 40-60.
Yeah.
Najee ain't going to be he ain't a lead back.
I don't think they're going to ask Pickett to do too much, but I do think he's going to be able to do what they need him to.
Yeah.
To
win that. He's division. Not going to lead the league in no passing
stats. Yeah, I'm down on Najee. Yeah.
They got another guy behind him who's supposed to be good, though, taking his time.
Jalen Warren.
Is that the guy, Warren? They said Warren's supposed to be taking half his time this year.
That says a lot about Najee. That says a lot about Najee.
And Warren was
with the reports out of camp. Is Warren was looking great.
Undrafted,
but he played decent.
They said he's great in camp.
He played decent.
I'm not hyping him like he's
talking about professional football.
He's not gonna be a lead back.
Who you got, Shelton? He played decent. And you say
I didn't know. No,
and that's decent, the nigga that's supposed to push Najee.
Yeah, anybody can push Najee right now. You say we're doing AFC North, Baltimore.
B more. Who you got, FIFO?
Simpson.
Ken, who you got?
I think I took the Ravens, bro.
No Browns.
Browns,
y'all gonna be surprised. I'm taking the Ravens.
Oh, look at that.
Oh. So you just using reverse psychology.
That's no, it's not,
is.
Bro.
That's all it is.
It's the fact that I know that we can win on the road. we don't need to win the division. We can win on the road.
The only reason why I don't think Baltimore is gonna is just the injury thing. I
can't go into the season thinking about this team is gonna get injured. That's why this team is gonna win. I gotta go off a heads up.
Well, my thing is this: like to me, Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in that division. Number one, number two, based off of past experiences, just in the last 3 years, they've had devastating injuries, and not just like one guy, not just J.K. Dobbins. We talking about Lamar, J.K., wide receivers, defense. Like it's the whole squad. So until they have a relatively healthy year, I have to assume that is the trend, especially with them picking up OBJ. And I love OBJ. I think he's going to have a bounce back.
Zay Flowers is going to be rookie of the year just because he's going to be
I do like Zay Flowers.
He's going to be the only one healthy left.
I really like Zay Flowers.
Too. Somebody stole him from
me. I know. That
me too, bro. I had him in my draft shit.
I was pissed. I was trying to wait on him too because he was dropping.
I thought he was going to sneak on by, but dang, Shelton, you miss him, bro.
Where's my picture?
Damn, that's funny. The black
face. We got a
black face.
That looked like a blind reveal.
Who is Shelton J? Next on Dead End Sports. I think the defense and coaching will win this division, which is why I picked the Steelers. Watt, the best defensive player in the division. Tomlin, the best coach in the division.
That's
okay.
Picking the Steelers, I mess with the Steelers, I mess with Tomlin, but that's
a hell of a split.
Right? I think they could be a playoff team, but not winning the division.
That's a playoff team. Let's move on to the NFC North. FIFA, I'll start with you.
NFC North. I know a couple of days ago, or last week or the week before, I said a particular team. I'm switching it up. I'm going with the Lions.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Oh.
He's trying to say he fickle now. That's what he basically saying. Ken, who you got?
I also went with the Lions.
Wow. You guys are insane.
Did you look at the I'll let y'all finish. Yeah. I'll let them finish. Like, let's get through it.
It's Nick.
Who you got, Shelton?
Give me the Vikings.
Well, you on that car? You on that fentanyl boy picking them?
It's still a good team.
Not the best receiver in the league.
Yep. That's all they got.
That's all they got.
Literally all they got.
They drafted another wide receiver.
Yeah, they got Addison.
Talking about Addison.
Jordan Addison.
Yeah,
they got some players. So, and your boy. Tied in.
You throw a Hockenson?
Yep.
He got that. He got that Larry Bird syndrome right now. He got that bad back. Who you got, Lou?
Packers.
I ain't mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
And I have a strangest feeling. Nick got the Packers too.
Yeah. I don't know. He reading off my. He was reading off
I got
my
the Packers
list,
too. I
got the Packers winning this shit, bro.
I ain't mad at it.
I knew it.
I couldn't put my faith in neither one of those other teams. I think the Vikings peaked last year. They won those 13 games and. Two-minute, one-score games. The Bears is the Bears. And I don't believe in the Lions.
I don't believe in the Lions.
I don't believe in the Lions at all.
This is the thing. When I look at that division, right, I do like what the Bears have done. They gotta show me, right? Like, I do like Cole Kmet. I like what they got from the damn
Panthers. DJ Moore.
I do like Mooney. I like Khalil Herbert. Obviously, Justin Fields is one of the better dual-threat quarterbacks
they
in
still
the
got
league.
Claypool.
They still got Claypool.
Who did you change from?
The Bears.
Yeah,
the Bears.
So I was like, I ain't. You know what I'm saying?
You saw that on paper.
You was like, nah.
That's a
bro.
Good callback. He over here gassing them up for that.
And then when
it's time to pick, he said, what'd I say? Fuck all that.
Look, this is a make it or break a year for Justin Fields.
Like, this is Shelton Hedge right here.
I didn't say that they're gonna finish second like that. I just like the weapons that they got. When I look at the Packers, I feel that their play calling is gonna be very. They're gonna have what's his name on the leash?
Jordan Love.
They're not gonna open it up.
They better.
They are.
They not.
Why would they? Why wouldn't they?
He's been there for 3 years.
You think Jordan knows the offense?
He should know that offense.
Yeah. He's gonna have a Geno Smith year. Yeah. They're not gonna ask him to throw it down the field.
More mature
60
wide receivers.
Times. He's got Christian Watson, who learned his lesson from Rodgers. Pay attention. You know, run your routes good. Catch the fucking ball. Romeo Doubs is a sleeper. That's why I picked him up in fantasy. Romeo Doubs.
I was mad you picked him because I was waiting on him.
Romeo Doubs, sleeper. And they drafted that young tight end. What's his name? Luke Musgrave, whatever. They got a. They still got the run
still
game.
Got both
good run game.
And they backs. Still got a good defense.
Good defense.
You know what I'm saying? It's like they got one of the best offensive lines in the league.
Great
which is
rush.
Great for a rookie or basically his rookie year, in my opinion.
The thing I like about the Lions, I like how they're coached, and we've seen Jared Goff with a run game and a team around him. He's not top five, top 10, top 15, but we know that you could win with Jared Goff.
But they replaced the top two running backs, and even though they did replace them,
got a good
the heart back. And soul of your team, Williams, is gone.
No, they got a good draft pick, though. That dude that picked the
wrong way. Yeah, I like Jerry Gibbs when he was drafted. The heart and soul
of that team was not Williams, bro.
Yes, he was. Did y'all not see him?
I think it's A. Brown.
I saw him looking for Pokemon or some shit like that.
That's crazy. But they love that dude. And that dude,
I think
St.
Brown
hard.
Drove that offense. I think he made golf better. Him. He made the running game better. But I don't know if he's good enough to win it.
And they got
Montgomery and they got Jahmyr Gibbs. But Jahmyr Gibbs. Is a rookie. We don't know what he got drafted way too high.
So that whole division sucks.
Sucks. Yeah, this is a bad division.
All right. So it's really a damn near pick 'em outside of the Bears, who still are kind of rebuilding.
Yeah.
So y'all trust the first year starter in Jordan Love?
Yeah, I trust their coach more than I trust Campbell. I think Campbell sucks.
Oh, you
I think Campbell.
Granted, Dalvin Cook wasn't the same. He slowed down tremendously.
Yeah, I think Campbell
was out a lot last year too.
He got more gas up his ass than anything else.
I trust Jefferson. I do.
Jefferson ain't going to play defense.
They had too many close games last year, the Vikings. Last year, I picked them, and I thought that since their coach was new, that they would be able to pull off the stuff that they did, and they did, but I don't think that's going to happen again this year. And they lost a lot of good defensive players.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to the South. We went from the North, we're going to the South. AFC South. Who you got, Cam?
Another division that sucks.
This is an easy one. South. Yeah, I got the Jags.
This ought to be a sweep.
This should be a sweep.
Jaguars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Jags.
I got Jags.
Everybody got the Jags?
Yeah.
Yep. Who you want now, Ken? Yeah.
Titans gonna win the division.
Damn, bro. We done messed them
the
up.
The Titans gonna win the division.
It's the Titans.
God, the Titans, man. Like, congratulations, Tennessee Titans on winning that division. Though.
Yeah, I got Jacksonville. I can't even hate. I wanted to pick the Titans because I'm hoping Malik Willis out of nowhere and start and shock the world.
I want Anthony Richardson to do it.
No. Tannehill starting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Tannehill starting.
Surprise Malik Willis.
The Coast guy, Anthony Richardson.
That's how shitball Willis is. That's what they're like. I mean, Levi. Yeah. Levi, like, damn, yeah, bro, we got to keep the black Willis
when the 52-man roster came out, did it?
Huh? Ooh, it's 53. So he got to – so he's the third string. Yeah. William.
I say, I hope Willis.
And the Texans, right? Golly, man, that's
Stroud will be sorry.
Stroud could. The one thing I'll say about the Texans, I think Stroud gonna be good
this year. I ain't saying for his career.
I'm saying this year. I think he's gonna be good. Really? I think he, between him and Bryce, I think I'll put money on him to have a better season than Bryce.
Really?
Yeah, he got better weapons than me.
Nico Collins. Okay, there's a couple of guys.
I was gonna say they forget about Michi. Michi's there.
Michi is there.
Damian Pierce.
Yeah,
was hurt.
He's there. Still hurt, but
they got Dalton Schultz from Dallas. He's gonna be there. That's a solid tight end.
We're sorry,
it's a
Jaguars.
Solid rebuilding year.
Yeah, we did it.
Yes. I
who you got? Spike, you said Jacksonville too. Everybody said Jacksonville.
Yeah.
All right. NFC North. FIFA, I'll start with you.
You said NFC.
We just
North?
Did NFC North.
No, NFC South. I'm sorry. Yeah.
NFC South. Hold on. NFC South.
Hey, another sorry division.
It is a sorry
it
division.
It is.
It is a sorry division.
Who you
hey, about, look, I done said this. I done put disrespect on the whole state once upon a time. Once upon a time, but the curse has been lifted. I'm going with the damn Falcons. I'm going with the Falcons. I believe
drink,
rise up.
They're going to let you down too.
Just you know rise what up. Bro, he just cursed the whole team now, bro.
That's
I was trying to root for Ritter this year. And anything that happens, I'm going to blame
hey, it. Hey. Hey, I speak truth. You speak curses.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. You were speaking truth. You bet money on the Falcons winning that Super Bowl.
I remember people say Jameis Winston was the greatest. What did he say?
Oh, my God, no.
He didn't say he was the greatest.
He did
what he said?
I didn't say he was the greatest.
Shit.
I said you gonna make the Pro Bowl or some shit.
Yeah, it was something.
Hey, he got hurt, though.
I couldn't have been here.
He got hurt. I wasn't here. I know I wasn't here.
Who you got, Shelton?
Give me the Saints.
You got no reason picking them. You just saying that.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
They got a stout defense, man, and they got they got.
They had a stout defense for like last 5 years.
But they got Chris Olave. They got Derek Carr playing quarterback. Which,
what that mean?
That don't mean much. But you got Alvin Kamara running back, and he
suspended for the first.
When he come back,
Jamal Williams. Yeah. With him.
Jamal Williams there.
He suspended for like what? Three games.
Three games.
Jamal Williams gonna push that rock.
Yeah. Jamal Williams.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Y'all,
bro, you.
I'm hyping him up now.
I'm hyping him up.
He said he carried the Lions.
Bro, he got a bunch of goal line touchdowns.
I said he was the heart and soul of
the
team.
He said he was the heart and soul of the team.
I didn't say he carried him. He was the heart.
My thing is, though, he swore Miles Sanders was an essential elite part to that Eagles offense.
Miles Sanders,
the first time
was fifth in the league in rushing.
Hey, kid,
he was second in touchdowns.
First time he knocked on the door of the GM, he was like, "I'm here to get paid." The GM said, "Here's your bag."
He was like, "Go ask Shelton for it." We ain't got
go to his home team. He'll take care.
Go to that dead end. You already bet yours here.
They say he the worst backfield in the league.
Panthers,
With Miles Sanders,
yeah,
that's what they said.
Damn,
ranked 30th. I'm sorry,
Lou. Who you got?
I'm picking the Saints. They got the easiest schedule in the league this year.
They do.
They got the.
That's why I picked their defense in the fantasy.
That's my surprise team, like the Seahawks from last year. I think the Saints
might. Someone posted that in the Dead End Sports.
I think
Reddit
they might get a 2 or 3 seed in the NFC playoffs.
Their schedule is the hardest.
Easy.
I think the best quarterback they play is Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah,
that's it. And then like they got Jared Goff. If
they
you believe in life.
Very easy schedule. Mm-hmm.
Ken, who you got?
I'm riding with FIFA, bro. I'm going with the Falcons, man.
Let's go, rise up.
That's the end of Falcons.
Rise up. I hate that slogan, rise up.
Hey, that's what they about to do. Look at that. That shit gonna be great. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. Oh,
Nick,
you with us, huh?
I'm with it because of Ritter. You know what I'm saying? I'm with it because of Ritter. You know what I'm saying? I'm Ritter. Obviously, I'm a rep, you know, Cincinnati all day. You know what I'm saying?
Ritter gonna get benched, man. Y'all gonna
be sick. And that's why I can't sit next to him, bro. He just never a ball of hate. He like that dirty bubble on SpongeBob.
You like Lou, but I'm not all the way on the Ritter train like that. The reason why I picked the Falcons is, like I said,
Bijan. That's the
only who's gonna have more yards. Just Bijan or Algier or whatever his name is.
He might get cut.
Oh, if we're just talking all yards, we're just talking rush yards.
Are they putting Are they putting Crumpler back? I mean, excuse me. What's the Patterson even name? Patterson.
He gonna be there.
The offense they talking about
is that all the running backs are gonna be wide receiver.
Yes. So that's the thing that I like about what the Falcons have. This is, in my opinion, the most positionless football team in terms of their offensive weapons. Bijan could go in the slot. Kyle Pitts could play tight end to any wide receiver, slot, outside, tight end. So Cordero Patterson could play backfield, outside, inside. So to me, what that means is if the offensive coordinator is that innovative, he can create matchups. You know what I'm saying? With those guys.
I tell you, the one thing I heard in prepping for this that worries me the most about the Falcons is they said they have they do this thing now about rest advantage, like the time that you get to rest between games. Mm-hmm. Since the Falcons don't have any primetime games, all their games are at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. They have the worst rest advantage in the league. Like they're going to be going into every game with least rest than their opponent. Mm-hmm.
They're a young team. Who gives a fuck? It's football.
It was an interesting stat.
Get your ass about this.
I thought that was interesting.
You resting all season.
No primetime games is crazy.
That's, who wants to see them in primetime outside
Drake?
Of
Drake? What's his name?
You talking about who? Which Drake?
I'm talking about the
receiver. That's the only Drake that we gave a fuck.
London Drake, Robinson, the tight end dude. Like, you would want to see that offense, right?
You over here just saying shit at this stop. Ain't nobody say that.
Talking
was
about a positionless offense. You want to see that, right?
FIFO, like, he's a football fan in Atlanta. He the only one calling it positionless offense.
I feel like they should have at least one.
Nah,
one.
They gonna have a Thursday night game.
Nobody wants to see the Falcons like that, bro.
Really?
Nah, that's
crazy. Especially after they blew that Super Bowl. That was the best chance that anybody could see the Falcons. And
they got a London Atlanta game. People. That's the only thing they got a London game.
Yeah, that's it. Unless Kyle Pitts be doing some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm. He may. Him and Ritter got that connection. Oh. AFC West. We going out west. Sheldon, I'll start with you.
NFC or AFC?
AFC
West?
AFC.
Give me the Chargers.
Wow.
Yep. I think the Chargers are going to win the division this year.
Wow. He's just saying shit.
That's
now.
Crazy.
The head coach going to be gone.
That's crazy, right? They're going to fire dude midseason.
He still got to win the division. Mm-hmm. FIFA, who you got winning?
Chiefs, man. Patty and them boys.
You going to say that? And watch
whoever them boys is. It's going to
it's gonna be the biker boys. Whoever the fuck it is. Sheldon, I mean, FIFO, you got. I mean, not FIFO, Lou.
Chiefs. All day. Twice on Sunday. I ain't picking against Patty.
Ken.
Same Chiefs.
I'm going with the.
Put him on the glass, Jalen. We ain't got to listen to that shit. We can watch.
I was saying, I'm going with the Raiders. Jimmy G coming back.
Man, he's a winner, bro.
He is a winner.
Sheldon.
Chargers, yes, sir.
Crazy. We need answers.
Yes.
You don't need no answers. I gave them.
You picking against Patrick Mahomes?
No, you didn't. I gave them.
You just said
I'm not picking against Patrick Mahomes. I'm picking against the rest of those guys. And I think it's going to be close. I'm not worried about the Chiefs in the playoffs. They're going to be there. But I just think that the Chargers are going to win the division.
How many teams? Based off these, we're going to see our wild card options. Mm-hmm. Based on these divisional winners, because niggas is just saying teams in the playoffs. I'm like, hold on, there's only about 3-4 extra spots you talking about. NFC West.
That's why his ass blank on the damn screen.
NFC West. I'll start with you, FIFO.
This one was tough. I really wanted to go with the Seahawks. I think that the Seahawks take a step forward, but I got the 49ers.
That's not a surprise, bro. You did all that just to say that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He'll gas us up with a pick that he thought about. Well, I want the one you betting money on. Was you gonna bet money on the Seahawks? Nope.
That's why I put the 49ers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who you got, kid? Who you betting money on?
Niners. Glock 30. Letting that bitch
Glock
loose, bro.
Hey, yeah, that, he got a water pistol he working with right now. He don't Glock in that motherfucker.
All right, y'all gonna see. He about to light the league on fire, bro.
Who you got, Shelton?
Give me the Seahawks. What does the 49ers and the Chiefs have in common?
Nothing.
Both their players are at home. The top defensive players.
49ers got a whole defense, though.
It don't matter.
Every level, they got a top tier.
Who was the defensive player of the year?
Every level, they got a top tier defense. They might have the best linebacker in the league. They might have one of the best safeties and a couple of best cornerbacks.
Defensive player of the year is at home.
Yeah, he'll be home. He'll be back, though. He'll be back. Yeah,
he'll be back. Y'all need to get them 97s back.
49ers going away. It ain't going to be close.
I think I got the 49ers, too. Ain't that right, Jay?
Yeah, but 49ers got the best team.
Begrudgingly, I picked them. I wanted to pick Seattle so bad, but they got a lot. They still rebuilding.
They got some tape on
in terms of what? Because to me,
defensive line.
Give you that.
They ain't got no pass rush. You can't be a contending team in any conference
But here's the thing about the D line, right? Like D line either helps the secondary, or the secondary helps the D line.
They got a hell of a secondary,
and that's what I'm about to say. So. Being able to cover gives that D line, and it's very like it's trash. I can't even cover it up. They're trash. However, that secondary is really good. That's part of the reason why I didn't pick them. The other thing is, I like all of their weapons and everything that they got, especially with them drafting Njigba. But do you trust? Can Geno do it again?
You already doubted him last year. Why are you doubting?
No. I doubted going in, but once I saw it out. I was on the Geno train.
So why are you asking this question?
Because there's one thing to have one good season. It's one thing to, you know, continuously have good seasons.
What about Brock Purdy? Can he do it again?
Yeah. That nigga had 8 games.
And he got a raggedy arm at that.
You over here talking about this. Well, a guy that had 8 games.
He can't even do that with that arm.
Exactly. He can't even do that motion no more.
When it comes to Glock Purdy.
Oh, okay. When it comes to him, what?
It's Kyle Shanahan.
Oh, okay.
It's Kyle Shanahan.
And Pete Carroll got a ring, though. That was just Kyle Shanahan. Can you hear what I'm saying? This is the Kyle Shanahan shit that I be talking about. Mm-hmm. Nigga ain't done not shit to gain anybody's vote of confidence.
Since he's been in that division, he's had the best record in that division. So I don't know what you're talking about.
And he got Sam Darnold. Just in case Glock.
Just in case Glock don't work. Okay.
What a relief. There goes the neighborhood. Right?
Boy.
Hey, but that says something that you know, the majority of us pick the 49ers knowing their quarterback situation. No quarterback. You know their quarterback situation. Yeah, you picked them.
I'm putting just because if I had to bet money,
okay,
I'd have bet the house in.
But there's reasons.
I'm betting on the roster of the Niners over the roster of anybody else in the division. That's what I'm betting on. I'm not betting on anything else outside.
You can say
of that.
It. It's okay.
If the Seahawks had Derek Carr, I'll probably pick them over. Geno Smith is right underneath
Geno
Derek
Smith
Carr.
Better than Derek Carr. Yeah, we'll do that.
I don't know about that.
Geno Smith not better than Derek Carr.
Here
Derek
we go. Golly.
I don't want anyone.
How is he better than Derek Carr?
Did you see him last year? Did you see Derek Carr last year? Derek Carr got ran out of Vegas.
Now
you're making me reconsider my Saints pick.
Hey, you don't even want to look at the numbers, bro. Derek Carr better quarterback than Geno.
There's no way. If I had Geno,
he didn't expect me to ask.
I was
laughing.
He was totally unprepared.
His answer was, "Did you watch last year? Did you, nigga?"
Geno Smith. Derek Carr got ran out of Vegas. Geno Smith took his team to the playoffs.
Because so did Derek Carr. Derek Carr almost won against the Bengals too. They lost. Nigga.
Derek Carr has been in one place for like 10 years. Geno just got there.
Give me Geno Smith. Nah, you tripping.
AFC East. Some would argue this is the best division in the conference and football. Mm-hmm. I would disagree. FIFO, what say you?
Give me that 305 till I die. Give me them Dolphins.
Mm. It's the first time he said that in about 3-4 years.
Mm.
Didn't he say Brock Purdy was better than Tua as well?
Yes. Yes.
Shit, I think Brock Purdy over Tua.
Crazy.
Gosh,
shit,
man. That's crazy. You talking about water pistol? Tua throwing up them lame ducks. All them wide receivers got to slow up. What you talking about?
Everything with Tua watery.
I thought he was everything with Tua slow.
Yeah, all that water in his brain just started moving.
He ain't no Ryan Clark was this swim until 2 weeks ago.
Into a waterfall. Hey man, he was ready for Ryan Clark.
Ryan Clark said he a bad bitch in Miami.
It was the weirdest announcer I ever heard. He said he got ass and hips. I'm like, okay, but Tua took offense.
Tua the Coco Jones of Miami.
I was mad with him. I don't know what you know about my people, but we ride.
Crazy. Ken, who you got? AFC East.
Jets.
Six and 11. Six. Every time somebody say the Jets, I'm going to just say six.
Who you
just
got then, Lou?
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Absolutely. They got the best player in the division.
Who is that?
Joshua Allen.
No, the best player in the division is Sauce Gardner. Fuck out of here, boy. Sheldon, what say you?
Give me Buffalo.
You just a company man when it comes to your kids.
All chalk.
You already know where I'm going. It's the one with Aaron Bleeping Rodgers. It's the one. It's the city with so much sauce on it that you gotta get some extra napkins.
We're not asking. Who
we
you
going
want
to the
win.
New
we
York?
You who gonna win?
The New York Jets. The New York Jets. They may make a Super Bowl appearance on my list.
Nick got more
teams. You tripping?
You what? Hey, damn. Nick, what type of pack you buying?
I said, "May tune in."
I don't know, man. I almost picked against them. I had the Bills, but I was like, "Nah, I think Aaron Rodgers with better weapons, better team. You might.
I think the Bills implode.
He said what?
I think the Bills implode.
I agree with that. Why are you picking Miami?
I'm picking Miami because I think that in that division they have the most weapons. Out of all those teams.
With the guy who you said has a water pistol and the guys have to slow up to go get the ball, you're picking them to win a division with a quarterback who's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, because Josh McDaniel, not Josh McDaniel, what the fuck is his
Mike
name?
McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel.
Still the same white
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, yeah. Mike McDaniel knows Tua's limitations and he puts them in positions to win. They ran the most wide receiver screens. I want to say Tyreek had one of the most yards after catch in the entire league. So they're putting them in position. Yeah, they're going to throw it downfield because you have that type of speed. Of course, you have to take advantage of it, even with a water pistol quarterback. However, the majority of their plays come in short, you know, yards after catch situations. And what that shows is you're going to have to make that whoever's defending you tackle. And we've seen Tyreek Hill just burn people with the right angle. You know what I'm saying? So you're putting arguably the most dynamic player in the league in a situation to just bust open the game. And we've seen him do it last year hella times, and that was 1 year in. You know what I'm saying? Jalen Waddle is better. I know they picked up a tight end because I know Gesicki bounced. I can't remember who they picked up. But I like him. I just can't damn remember who it is. Obviously, running back by committee, they ain't really got nobody like that. But I do like Mike McDaniel and what he had cooking last year. And I think, you know, they'll be even better this year. And I think that defense, once they get Jalen Ramsey, will be better. I understand he'd be getting cooked here and there. You know what I'm saying? But overall, that defense will be better with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot.
He said a lot just to make it a year. I thought it'd be easy. If they had a division, we'd just say they better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If this go right.
No, because look, it's not if. We saw it. I'm giving you pure fact. Yards after catch, they led the league. The only reason why I'm giving you even more is because they don't have the best quarterback. And typically, I pick the best quarterback in the division. Josh Allen is the best, but I think that they're going to implode. I think him and Diggs, you know, they're trying to keep it copacetic right now. But
you got Josh Allen over Aaron Rodgers right now?
Yes.
Right
today,
now?
Yeah. Today, yeah.
Wow.
Today.
That says a lot.
Yeah. Didn't we do our top 10 QBs?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And let me see. I think I had them over. Let me make sure.
I don't even know if Rodgers made my list.
I don't think he did either.
AFC East. Sheldon, I'll start with you. Aaron, I mean, NFC East.
Wait, hold on, Nick. Aaron Rodgers was number 5 on my list. Josh Allen, number 4. So, yeah.
Eagles.
The best division in football.
Eagles.
It is not.
You know, no team has won the NFC East back-to-back right. 22 years straight.
That's why it's the best.
Well, no, it hasn't been. It's been a while since, like, 2005.
22 years. Mm-hmm. You think Jalen Hurts can do it?
This is the first year.
You think Jalen Hurts can do it?
Of course he can. Of course he can.
He better than Dak?
Of course he can.
Who you got, Lou?
Stop. You know, Trey Lance might be better.
Hey, you know what? Hey, when Trey Lance starts starting, I want to hear what Lou got to say to that.
He gonna come to the Giants. Yeah, he'll be a Giants.
He's gonna be a commander.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. Trey Lance start playing for the Cowboys.
Ken, who you got?
I went with the Cowboys.
That's your devil. It's right there.
I didn't like any of these teams, honestly.
Who you got, FIFO?
Give me the Eagles.
I went with the Eagles as well.
That's your death wish right there.
Who you said?
I said, who you think I picked?
Oh, come on, man.
Pick the Eagles. I picked them just because if Jalen Hurts doesn't break that division back-to-back thing
22 years.
This year.
22 years.
Then to me, that says a lot about their season. Because how the hell do the Eagles not win this division? You tell me that.
Yeah, they by far had the best roster.
They already had the best roster.
So,
football.
Ken, why you say what you say? You say you ain't like none of these teams. What do you mean by that? Explain that, please.
Yeah, I just don't have faith in any of them. The Commanders. Dak could implode at any given moment. I mean, Jalen, I think he might regress this year.
He's definitely going to regress.
And who's the other team in that?
The Giants. Danny Dimes.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean.
I want to say I was this close, Lou, to picking the Giants because I think Daniel Jones, and this is hot take, Nick, because the season hasn't started yet, so I'm not objective yet.
Nigga, you hot take all year.
Daniel Jones may have a Josh Allen bump this year. Daniel Jones, man.
Where's his
Allen
cup?
Bump.
The bump we got to check what's in the cup.
He's talking about another kind of bump.
Yeah, he's going to get a bump, all right? I'm telling you this right now. We've seen the regression of Josh Allen. We're talking about QB's regression. We've seen the regression of Josh Allen since Brian Daboll left. And if anything, we've seen the progression of Daniel Jones. Daboll was behind the whole Josh Allen is a quarterback now. Don't make fun of him no more. Remember, niggas was acting like Josh Allen was trash when he first got in the league. All I'm saying is don't be surprised that Daniel Jones has 4K.
4K what?
25+.
In his house?
25+ tutties.
Well, I hope so.
Much money has he made? 25+ tutties right. And less than 10 interceptions this season.
25 touchdowns?
25+ tutties.
He got to be another Daniel Jones. He got
to
be.
Who
another.
He throwing to?
He got A. He got Darren Waller, who's on a comeback season.
Darren Waller's legit.
Darren Waller's going to come back season.
They ain't got him. They got
that young boy out of Tennessee.
Who he Hyatt, got? Who he got?
We got Saquon still.
And who he got? Once again, they don't have
that's three right there. That's all I need.
But Nick, you're talking about playing the Cowboys twice, which the Cowboys have a way better
defense in the league. You know, go ahead. You can finish.
Yo, that's wild. They're playing the Cowboys twice, right? And they got to play the Eagles twice. The Commanders, it is what it is. But those two teams, that's 4 games. What do you think the Giants do in those 4 games?
It's a divisional game, so it's up for grabs, meaning that they got to steal one of those games.
0-4, 1-3.
I got the Giants going 3-3 in the division.
If they beat the Commanders twice and they beat the Eagles, it might happen. I think the Cowboys got the best defense in this division. I think Dak's going to be better this year. With McCarthy calling the plays, he won't be as locked in on one receiver.
He can't help but be better.
Yeah.
These are all the things that Lou hopes happens. He's saying this shit like.
You got a better
when's
receiver
the last time you believed in McCarthy?
He ain't been calling the plays. I don't believe.
Oh, he ain't been calling. That's why.
That's his strong point. That's what he was supposed to be doing. I don't believe him as a head coach. He can call good plays. And make Dak better than he was.
If you don't believe him at his main job, why do you think he's gonna believe
his main job
doing
should be calling plays? That's what he was good at Green Bay at. He didn't do that in Dallas.
No, what was good in Green Bay was Aaron Rodgers.
Look, my thing about the Cowboys defense, I think that's a crazy take of yours. The best defense in football. the Eagles definitely have a better defense. I think you have the best defender in the division.
Easy.
I think in the league, arguable. Michael Parsons is that guy.
Yes.
However, the Eagles still got what's his name? Who the big man? Fletcher Cox. They just drafted Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter is 100% legit.
Reddick.
They still got Hassan Reddick. They still got Big Play Slay on the outside. Like,
bro, would you rather have him or Michael?
Big Play Slay. Don't say that.
I'd rather have the collective that the Eagles have
than Michael Parsons.
Yeah, than just that one guy.
Well, the problem the Eagles have is they have two young linebackers and they have two new safeties. But
and they lost their defensive coordinator.
Yeah, they did. And they have two new coordinators. But at the same time, we'll see what it does. I still don't believe in that Dallas.
Look, we believe
in Jalen Hurts.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And you talked about regression of Jalen Hurts. The only reason why
I said it.
Okay, both of y'all said regression of Jalen Hurts. You know why I don't think that really happens? Is because what type of team are they? They're a run first team. So you with a running quarterback, you could run to get in a type of.
They got to do offensive coordinator.
They still gonna run the ball with the quarterback.
Oh yeah, they're not gonna go away.
They got Devontae Smith and AJ Brown.
Yeah, and they both went over 1,000 yards running quarterback.
So I'm thinking that. Because their mistake is going to be trying to focus on getting those two guys the balls versus running the ball with the good offensive line and shit.
That's the reason why they went and got DeAndre Swift. Like they know where their bread is buttered. Got that dominant O-line, the best O-line in football.
Go move
humans.
I can't wait till they forget that Jalen Hurts can run and he's going to try to pass all season.
and they be sacked and give Swift the ball.
You know the head coach is not Mike McCarthy
for the Eagles, right?
I don't even know the Eagles' head coach name. What's his name? You had him on your list.
Next year, I forgot his name.
You know his name. Do you take Mike McCarthy over Sirianni?
Yes. I don't believe Sirianni. They had good coordinators last year. And without the coordinators, I'd love to see how their defense looks and how Jalen Hurts looks.
This is a huge year for Philly. This is definitely a huge year for Philly.
You said that last year.
I said it was a huge year for Jalen Hurts. I didn't say
was it for them last year. Yeah. It's over.
Jalen Hurts proved that he's a franchise QB, but we'll see if he can take the Eagles to the Super Bowl again. Speaking of Super Bowl, I forgot how to do the NFL thing, but nonetheless. Super Bowl picks. These are our early preseason picks. We're going to lock these in, see who gets close. I think most of us close last year. I had Kansas City going against Green Bay. So I was, half right. But
I had Minnesota, San Diego.
Yeah, yeah, Minnesota. Chargers. Oh, fuck you.
They won 14 games last year. Don't do that.
And you ain't pick them to do shit this year.
I said last year.
Look back on that because
you ain't had that, nigga.
Let Shelton tell that he had the Super Bowl.
No, I had the Eagles and the Chiefs.
No, you didn't.
Let's look back. Now I want to look back and see what I had because I can remember.
You really think that you had the Eagles Chiefs?
I can't remember.
But you won't say no.
Mm-mm. We got to run the tape.
I will not say no.
We got to run the tape.
I want to run the tape, yeah.
FIFO, who you got coming out the NFC?
Look, I'm going to save you the time. I got a rematch.
Oh, my God.
Philly versus KC?
I do too.
Wow. That's not going to
happen. I got a rematch.
Who you got, Sheldon?
I got a rematch as well.
Y'all just, right? Y'all think Philly and KC will come out of these conferences?
Mm-hmm. And in the NFC, in my opinion, Philly has by far the best roster. And when you add a running quarterback and dynamic weapons on the outside, and not just dynamic weapons on the outside, they have a tight end as well in a run game. Like, they're the most complete team in the NFC. When I look at the NFC, I just don't see a team that can beat them. Now, I think the 49ers match up, but can the 49ers score the points needed to beat them? I don't know, especially a year when Jalen Hurts has progressed already. I don't know if Glock Purdy can overcome that.
Who you got winning it? Both of y'all, who y'all got winning it?
Philly. 34-10.
Pat Mahomes.
34-10?
Yep.
32-24. Kansas City.
So you got Kansas City.
32-24. All right. Who you got? What's the score, Shelton?
34-10.
That's crazy.
And Shelton.
Holding Patrick Mahomes to 10 points is crazy.
And Shelton's shadow.
That's crazy as shit.
Crazy.
Unless that man got no O-line, I don't see how
the only time he got held was when he had no protection.
You got them 10 points.
I know the outlandish stuff you've said tonight. You can't question anything I say.
That's the most questionable thing of the night, right there. Huh? That's the most questionable thing of the night.
Yeah, and I said that. I said Daniel Jones was throwing 4,000 yards.
Yeah, exactly. He said some wild shit.
We saw that
matchup.
More likely to happen than them scoring 10. Lou,
we saw the matchup he talking about. He said 10 points.
Let's get there.
Ken, who you got?
Glock Purdy versus Lamar Jackson.
The rematch of the what was that? What Super Bowl was that?
I got the Ravens and the Niners, baby.
Who you got? What's the score?
I'm believing in Lamar Jackson
this year. He got weapons now.
New old coordinator.
He got a new OC. Zay Flowers been cooking for us, bro. Got OBJ.
They say the best receiver.
Zay
on the
Flowers.
Team.
Huh?
Zay, that guy.
Rashard Bateman, if he can stay on the field. It's time. Defense.
What's the score?
27-23, I think is what I picked. 27-23. Lamar Jackson, bro. He's gonna get his first one, Nick.
Another black quarterback.
He's gonna get his another one. Yep, he's gonna get his first one.
Who you got, Lou?
Cowboys Chiefs.
Hey, we know we're gonna win that.
Chiefs got that all day. Cowboys,
now,
Chiefs.
I don't even know why. We don't know who's going to win it because it ain't going to happen.
Chiefs, and I got Cowboys winning 41.
Wait, no. You serious?
41
absolutely.
What?
This is right Skip there. Lou right here.
Put it on the board.
This is
Skip. Put it on the board, Jalen.
We have no idea.
You said 41 what?
41-38.
This is Skip to my Lou right here.
What?
We have no idea who's going to win that because it won't happen.
Fact. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I'm going to sit here and gloat about it when we do it. And my Cowboys will walk away with the victory. 41-38.
I picked the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl foolishly one year, and I said I would never do it again.
Let's go. The Cowboys didn't even pick the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl.
And if not, we'll have Prime now coaching next year.
Watch. I thought y'all loved Lamar, but so y'all.
I was thinking about it, Ken, but then
I almost picked the Ravens to play the Cowboys.
I was close to picking the Ravens because I do fuck with Lamar, and he did get paid, so he has those expectations. But I got to start. I got to go back to the crib first. You know what I'm saying? I got to take some hardware back there. So I got,
oh, Lord.
I don't have that, man. That's 2 years, but before it's time, Lou. You're on my track. I got Philly versus Cincinnati, 27-21, I believe I put there. I got Cincinnati winning that.
Not who you hope, but what you think really going to happen.
I got Cincinnati winning that. If there's any year that the Bengals are going to win a Super Bowl, it has to be this year.
What happens if they don't?
If there's any year the Bengals win the Super Bowl,
that's they it. Don't, because obviously you drink it, so let's drink. If they don't win, what happens?
Why are we drinking?
Because you said if, and I'm saying if they don't.
Huh.
What happens? Because you're saying this is the year, but if they don't,
there's
going to
be some huge changes that happen. We may lose T. Higgins.
They're gonna pay T. Higgins, bro.
I'm hoping they will, but shit,
they gonna
haven't
pay
even
T. Higgins.
Paid Burrow yet.
Tyler Boyd is out of there. Joe Mixon gonna be out of there. But the trifecta is gonna be T. Higgins, Jamar, and
I understand that. But when you break down the money, I gotta just see how the money goes, because that's T. Higgins, what, $25 million a year. Yeah, Jamar gonna be $30 million a year. Burrow's gonna be 55 or 50 something million a year.
They're not gonna keep T.
That's like.
They're gonna keep T.
They would want to, but they're not gonna.
Gonna that's like almost that's over $100 million in just three positions or two positions.
He's gonna be a chief. Get Patterson help.
Ooh, that happens, that's dangerous.
Huh.
That'd be dangerous.
All right.
So those are our Super Bowl picks. We'll see who wins. Most likely be me. But let's go on to something that's more. Before we get to the Super Bowl, we got to work our way down, Ken. We got to do it week to week. So we got our weekly picks coming right back.
Man, it's time already.
Time already,
bro. Forgot about that.
Weekly picks.
He snuck this one in.
Yeah. Pause. We got four games to start off the NFL season, of course, with the injuries and the holdouts. This matchup is going to be key to start us off the NFL season, banner game. Detroit Lions versus the Chiefs. Chiefs ain't got nobody to throw to, so I don't know who the fuck they're gonna call you up.
I know. It don't matter.
Who you got winning this game?
The Chiefs. It don't matter. I have no faith in the Lions.
Give me the Lions, Nick.
Ken, I'm right there with you. It was the Kelsey injury that fucked it up for me, bro. It's only
Give me the Chiefs.
Chiefs?
Yep, Chiefs.
Who you got, FIFO?
Give me the Lions because of the...
Man, y'all had so much faith. All of y'all had so much faith in Patrick Mahomes. I think the
Chiefs. What do we say about Deion?
What?
It's just one game, bro. It's a long ass season.
Mm-hmm. When you get Kelsey back, it'd be all right. Because I don't know if the Chiefs, without Kelsey, have an established pecking order.
Have y'all ever seen the Lions win a big game? Opening game of the season. Y'all ever seen that happen?
I've seen them win a playoff game before.
94. Against the Cowboys.
You just asked a question, bro.
I just still think I look at them as the Lions. I think that they're gonna shit the bed.
I think so.
Patrick Mahomes is gonna torch them.
Yeah, they ain't got no defense.
All right, we'll see. Up next, we got based off of injuries and also maybe a second leg of their career. We have the Cincinnati Bengals going against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. Who you got, FIFO?
Give me Cincinnati.
Ken, who you got?
Browns.
I know y'all. You already know I got Cincinnati, so you ain't got to go to me. Shelton, who you got?
Smack of the Browns.
Browns.
Damn.
Nick Lou. Chubb, Cleveland.
Hey, shit. I swear, y'all some haters, boy.
Nick Chubb, man. Deshaun Watson.
Just to tell me if Deshaun Watson back or not.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. This one is only one game, kid.
Damn.
Yeah,
you're right.
Up next, I didn't even know this game was coming out to start off the week. This is a great, great game. Two quarterbacks who got a lot to prove. One from South Florida, one all the way on the other side of the coast in L.A. We got the Miami Dolphins versus the Los Angeles Chargers in L.A.
Woo!
FIFA, who you got?
Chargers versus who?
The Dolphins.
To you, the AFC East division winners.
Give me the Dolphins.
That's the only reason why he did pick that, because I said it right there. I honestly think Justin Herbert is going to have a huge year because of Kellen Moore. And I think
Justin Herbert has always had great years.
I'm talking about a meaningful year, not one where you up 20-something and losing the playoff game in a horrible fashion. I'm talking about Quentin Johnson. I think he's going to have a breakout rookie year.
You draft him?
I did draft him.
Almost.
And I'm saying that because the injuries to the rest of the wide receivers going to leave him. And yep. Same thing with Zay Flowers. Like, I got both of them doing well because the injuries to the other wide receivers. Who you got, Ken?
Chargers.
Who you got, Sheldon?
Chargers. They're at home.
Lou?
Dolphins.
I'm going Chargers. I think Kellen Moore finally has the quarterback that he's been trying to scheme for. And the Chargers got too many weapons for them not to. I think this might be a blowout. Start the game, especially with Jalen Ramsey gone for at least until New Year's, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a blowout. Last game, Monday Night Football, biggest game of the week. Arguably probably biggest game of the year. We're going to see it again, though.
Yeah.
It's the battle of the AFC East to me. Mm-hmm. We got the Buffalo Bills going to the new to Meadowlands, New Jersey, New York Jets. Who y'all got?
Buffalo. 6-11 Jets. Shout out to Manny.
Right with you.
I don't know why y'all think Buffalo going to be good this year.
It ain't that they're going to be that great. It's just the Jets.
Right? I'm going with the Jets. It's Aaron Rodgers and Sauce Gardner to say less.
Oh, my God.
I'm going with the Bills because they can't protect Aaron Rodgers, and the Bills are going to be in that backfield in his grill all game. Mm-hmm. Even without Von Miller.
I was about to say, Von Miller ain't going to be there until they signed Von Miller for no reason. They gave him that fat-ass deal, and he just been sitting his fat-ass down.
He had a bit more, a bit play.
Who you got, Ken?
Jets. I got to win in the division, so it starts here.
starts here. Those are our week one picks and our Super Bowl winners and our divisional winners. We'll check in week to week and keep y'all updated on everything. But that's it for me.
I'm taking the Cowboys over the Giants, Nick, just in case you wonder.
And no one asked about that game, bro. And watch, hey, I guarantee right now, Daniel Jones gonna have 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no picks. Tell me, I'll, hey,
Saquon be another Daniel Jones.
I'm telling you, you took the word
300 yards, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns.
It gotta be two Daniel Jones.
300 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
You gotta be two Daniel Jones. Must be two sides.
All right, run through these super chats real quick. Dabo needs to stop attacking the transfer portal and NIL, or he is going to keep losing games.
That's it.
Dabo losing been exposed. The Duke was, man. Yeah,
he's been exposed after all these years. He thought he had something cooking. He's been exposed.
Now that was crazy. That was one of the craziest games ever because they were in the red zone four or five times. Came away with no points.
Dabo was
that DJ
crazy
guy, and it once he lost.
DJ Ukulele or whatever.
Deshaun Watson, Dabo has been.
But the guy DJ playing for Oregon State, he doing all right?
He played all right.
Well, we already did that. Yeah. Nick
didn't read it, though.
I kind of went through these. Hold on, let me see.
That's what he was talking about, the same one. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damo, what are some NFL players back in the day you wish played today? Mine is Randall Cunningham.
That's a good one.
Lawrence Taylor. Easy.
Yes.
Deion
Christian Okoye. No, not Christian Okoye. Derrick Thomas.
Barry Ooh. Sanders.
Derrick Thomas, bro. Derrick Thomas.
I want to see Deion.
I remember that Monday.
All these wide receivers.
Yeah, Deion and Barry would be the best.
I'd never forget that. All these wide receivers. We talking about Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. All,
no.
Let's see what you do against Deion.
All that. Bo Jackson.
Oh, Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson for me, man.
Bo Jackson would be good this today.
Oh, my gosh.
That big train.
You know who else, too?
Derrick Thomas was a good one.
Dan Marino.
Yes. Since what's called
man
or Warren Moon.
Yes.
Warren Moon.
He called him the greatest. Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said Dan Marino. And I get why he said it.
He pick a different quarterback every year, bro.
He do.
Just to fuck with Brady. Like, no, I ain't fucking with you. You ain't the best.
Yeah.
I get it, though.
Did you have one, Nick?
I mean, the ones I would
somebody
pick,
from Cincinnati.
No, the ones I would pick, I feel like they already really played, but I'll probably say we could redo Randy Moss again.
I thought you were going to say Carmelo or somebody that don't even play football.
You know who else would be very interesting to see? And the matchup I would want to see is against Trent, is his last name Richardson, the left tackle for the 49ers?
Williams.
Trent Williams. Reggie White.
Mm.
Ooh. When Reggie White hit you with the club, ooh, that man used to move 300-pound men. I would love to see him go against Trent Williams.
Drink more water. If there was a season to start watching college football, this is the season to start. There potentially could be 15-plus 4,000-yard passers,
yep,
which is crazy to say.
Are any of them going to be NFL quarterbacks?
Yep. Yeah, Michael Penix is really, really good.
Where he played?
Washington.
Oh, him and Manning were going back and forth.
Isn't there somebody coming out of
North Carolina?
Drake May.
That's who they
saying.
I think Drake May legit.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Clemson beat him bad last year. So
it's a new year.
Yeah, right. He's white.
I like Alabama new quarterback too.
Oh, I love Milroe,
black dude,
Jalen Milroe. Mm-hmm.
Got to see what he do, but he tough.
That's a big motherfucker.
That's different. Alabama ain't never really had nothing like that, right? Alabama got something different at quarterback now. They don't usually have it.
Oh, I love seeing Brian Kelly lose when LSU got the ass busted by Florida State.
Yeah.
Florida State got a good quarterback, may have a good quarterback too.
Travis is good.
Drink more water. Colorado being that cohesive is most impressive.
It is. Yeah. It is.
Only 6 penalties all game.
Igwe, one got to go Murder Inc. edition, bruh.
Oh, wow.
Who is O.J. Simmons?
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
yeah. Ray Lewis, Aaron Hernandez, Henry Ruggs, or OJ.
That's Aaron Hernandez.
One gotta go.
Aaron Hernandez gotta go. Bro.
Putting Henry Ruggs here is crazy, but yeah, you gotta.
Aaron Hernandez killed a nigga and hit him though, like in the backyard.
Aaron Hernandez was on some other stuff.
He was surprised the cops showed up to his house. He was in his white tee and his boxers. Was like, damn, y'all niggas this quick.
Yeah, I think if I had to get rid of one, it's Henry Ruggs.
Damn.
Yeah. Why?
He's not a real killer like the rest, though.
I get it, Ken.
So,
get,
so everybody all assumes and says that Ray Lewis did it.
Absolutely. Ray Lewis killed that man.
Allegedly.
That's the only way you turn to God like he did the last couple of years of his life.
Because you got off.
Yeah, that, everybody else wanted like to kill the person they killed. Henry was like an accident. Lierre, what are y'all's guys' top five hardest position in football? I think it's cornerback, quarterback, center, middle linebacker, and running back.
So we got Richard Sherman's burner account on the
because they say a receiver wasn't on there.
Yeah.
I think it's cornerback at number one.
Cornerback is definitely number one.
The first two are definitely
corner right. is harder than quarter.
Yes. Yeah. The players even say that.
Predicting where somebody's
they say that
go.
Because yeah, you
like, try, imagine trying to check somebody players like Justin that. Jefferson for 5 seconds.
NFL players say this, that's what they wrote.
Miles would be corner, probably O line, D line.
There you go.
Nah.
Quarterback?
Over quarterback.
Over, yeah.
That's crazy.
You tripping. No.
He was just telling quarterback me, is he ain't lying though, because he was just saying this weekend when we were talking, oh, my quarterback don't look like it's that difficult.
No, I didn't say that.
Was the
I didn't
gist.
Say that.
That was the gist of what
that.
He said.
All I said
he was like anybody can play quarterback.
I was like, I mean, well, if we keep it a bean, we seen Zach Wilson and Baker Mayfield play start. You ain't putting them niggas the equivalent to their talent and their capability and skill set on the offensive line. That motherfucker is out the league, right? But if you're going against 300 pounds and you moving people, like you said, Reggie, bruh, these niggas is elite because these are fat, big, muscular paws. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, bro.
You know what I'm saying? These are motherfucking monsters.
Nah, but
and I got to move you every down, every snap. But every snap, I got to move
that,
you.
But that doesn't take as much skill as it does strength. It takes skill, I'm sorry. But it doesn't take as much.
What you about to say? Make up a word.
I mean, quarterback. Like you thought. Said, you got to read every play in quarterback. I just got to be better than you.
I've seen a lot of shitball quarterbacks, bro, and they still start every week. I don't see a lot of shitball.
No, but that's the difference, though. There are a lot of shitball quarterbacks, but they don't win. Like, to win in this league, you got to be a damn good quarterback or have an amazing team behind you.
To me, we're just talking about playing. We didn't say win. We just said the hardest position to play. That's not winning. That's just playing the position. And I think as a quarterback over an offensive lineman, you have to be more skilled to even start than you would at the quarterback position.
No.
Look. O-line has five guys that you could play.
And not all of them are good. Not all of them.
And as a quarterback, to even play, to be even considered on the roster, you got to know every play, bro.
You got to know every play from every position, and you got to know what the defense is doing. You got to know both sides of the ball. As a lineman, I got to know.
Yeah,
this is my area right here.
Center is correct.
Center,
you disrespecting being the quarterback.
I take running back off and put receiver on.
I would too.
Running back probably the easiest position to play.
Yeah, probably the easiest.
Physically harder.
The transition is always
the
easiest.
Beating on your body.
Because
the beating on your body is worse, but running back probably the easiest.
You
got to
pick up blitzes, though. You got to know where the blitzes come from.
Running back can show up at camp tomorrow and be like, run through this hole.
Right there. They not paying niggas because they said that's how easy the position is.
But if you're going to get playing time, that's often the reason why a running back plays or doesn't play is blitz pickup. So you have to be smart. Like, because think about that's trying to play running back against a team like the Steelers.
Would you say that's more difficult than receiver, though?
It depends on the offense. Some offenses ask a lot of their running back.
Because you got to be able to run and catch.
And be
and
smart
block.
Enough to pick up
run,
the
catch,
blitz.
And block. Wide receiver, we saw Randy Moss take plays off. Yep. You can't take a play off as running back.
But it's Randy Moss, though.
I'm saying that as a receiver, you still can take plays off.
You can. Even Deion talks about when he played against Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin all the way down, it's a pass. He's standing up, it's a run.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't doing shit on that run play.
He blocking, I'm just
I'm away from the play.
King Cam, Carolina Panthers winning the NFC South.
That's crazy.
Damn. Shelton don't care anymore.
Well, that's your burner account, bro.
Nah, that's King. That's my boy Cam. What up, Cam? What up, Cam? Y'all probably talked about it. I still want to hear you guys' thoughts. It's NBA tournament. Do you guys like the idea of them having it?
No, I don't at all.
Why don't you?
I just like tradition and the way the league is. I like it. I don't like too much change.
Yeah, he likes his women in the kitchen and his and it's he like all that traditional shit. That's the old curmudgeon shit that I don't like. Like obviously the way the tradition has been going, you ain't been watching basketball consistently anyway. So don't like you give a fuck. Niggas who complain about shit don't be even the main ones tuning in if anything does change. I don't mind the tournament. I just don't know what's the reward for it.
I wish it was more incentive for us as fans to tune in. Like, I think that was a good idea that I told you. If they had the USA team playing other teams consistent in NBA players just to get a USA team consistency in the middle of the season. But I'm not sure how that would work with breaking up the teams and shit. But I think for a fair weather NBA fan, you would want to tune into it and see something different. Maybe USA versus the world or the whatever they got to do. But I don't want to see the Spurs versus the Nuggets on a random Wednesday and y'all call it the NBA tournament. I'm supposed to be excited.
Yeah. No, like, so part of what you said, I agree with. Right. But you don't, so in Europe and stuff, there's different leagues.
Yeah, FIBA.
Right? So they have their own basketball team that don't have these NBA players. You know what I'm saying? That are currently in the NBA. Bring them over into that tournament, make it a world tournament. I like that idea to see the, you know, like the second best league is in Spain. Bring two or three of their teams from there. What's the third best league? Bring two or three of their teams and then, you know, whatever NBA teams, and let's see what that looks like. You know what I'm saying? I think that makes it a more global game. But I do like switching it up. Shelton, to a degree, I'm with you with tradition, but I think the NBA is losing steam.
They need something during the regular season.
They do. They're losing steam to the NFL, to MLB, you know, MLB, their changes have definitely amped up.
MLS,
you know what I'm saying? So the NBA needs to do something different. So I'm with it.
All right. Rob Costa, the tank for Kalen Williams is going to be insane.
I think the Cardinals got that in the bag.
No, I don't think so. I think the Raiders are going to end up getting that. Kalen Williams in Vegas? They're going to make it happen.
Last one, drink more water. Nick, go look at New Orleans' schedule. It's bad.
Worse than the league.
I said it in the Reddit thread. I was like, this reminds me of the Eagles last year. Yep. So
same thing.
This the year if Derek Carr going
to
do it.
Wait to see Shelton in the Saints jersey and a hat. Not going to happen.
No, it won't happen.
That's a good one, though.
With a Jamal Williams shirt.
You know, heart and soul.
I ain't going to never have
Jamal Williams shirt. The top five back in the league.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. I'm glad you guys are digging, you know, where everything is going. We appreciate the feedback and everything like that. And we're going to keep it going, man. We are back.
Let's go. It's football season, night football. Baby.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to do one of these Thursday night games, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
Probably the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. So, that's going to do it for us, man. We will. Yeah, yeah. We're working on the plans for Thursday night football. Game of the month, some type of stuff like that, Rob. So we'll definitely keep you posted. So yeah, that's going to do it for us. We'll get you guys next time. We are out. Peace. Mm-hmm.